What is it? MSRA, Mr.
MSRA. Oh my God, we can't get an intro off. Let's let it go. Let's let it start. Hey, what's up, guys? Thomas, Dope As Usual, whatever you want to call me. Welcome back to the Dope As Usual podcast. This is my co-host, Marty O'Neill.
Hey, yo.
So we're trying to start. It's the second intro we're trying to start. It's ASMR. As Mr., remember?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, not A-N-G. Or A-A-R-P, whatever this one is. A-M-G. Yo, what's up, guys? Welcome back. Sorry for this intro. Welcome back, guys. Today's our guest is OG. All right,
let's we've been trying that. To do this intro we're for trying 7 minutes. Intro.
Hi. New glasses.
Those are really? Fresh.
What do you mean? Actually, oh, really?
These are not new.
New. You don't wear those glasses.
Oh, new
ever.
To this show.
No, new to life. Fool, you don't wear those.
Yeah. I do.
You can tell the difference between his looks.
Of course.
Really?
Those are way square on the top. They almost look like these Chanel ones I saw. That's why I noticed it right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be lying. The fool sent me to Cholo Land the other day.
Oh, yeah.
For what?
I did send him to Cholo Land.
For the TED Talk clothes. I'm like, yo, I need a... I called him like, I need a pro club shirt. And he went, oh, nice, finally. Nah, I need it for an undershirt. And he goes, go to Cholo Land. I go, that's not a store. That's not a store. Fool, give me an address. It's by Target. Which one? You know.
In Cholo Land.
By Cholo Land. Thanks.
Did you end up going?
This is from there.
Oh, shit. Right.
I bought this there.
Oh, shit.
Damn, that's like a corner store thermal. It's
exactly. Like $10. I've never worn a thermal in my life. I like it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Actually, you're lucky you didn't wear that shit last night.
I almost did. Hey, man. Thanks for coming back on the show on such short notice.
Yeah.
And he's sober now, guys. He doesn't drink a drop of liquor at all until he picks up his cup again. He will not be sober anymore. This fool's drunk. All right. He didn't drive you. You're going to get shit faced today?
No, actually, I did drive here.
It's diluted, so he can't. You can't get drunk off it if it's diluted.
That's true.
Right?
Yo, that's the first question I want to start with. What did we talk about last night during the TED Talk?
Oh, a TED Talk. So while you're talking about how successful...
That's not it.
You were. You are.
That's not it.
Now, let's see. I don't know. You know what? Tell you the truth. This is what I was going to tell you. I think they lowered the mic on you guys, bro. Because everybody else was so fucking loud.
Mm-hmm.
And when it came to you guys, I was like, what the fuck? Like, if they just turned it down a little notch, bro.
Really?
Did you see that?
I couldn't hear the speakers towards you guys.
Well, yeah, because I recorded other people when they were talking. And then, fuck, shit was loud. And then you guys came up and it was like kind of low. I was like, what the fuck?
It's a good excuse.
Yeah. And then they put you guys at the end, too. I was just like, fuck, bro. I was kind of like, I think everybody was pissed off.
And it did good.
It did. It was a good show.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, for sure.
Yeah. That's what we talk about.
Uh-huh.
Well, we will talk about how he used to hustle before and how he, you know, went legit, didn't want to hustle no more, and, you know.
Oh, he listened.
Yeah.
Me and Marty were like, let's have him break down the what thesis. We talked about.
Yeah, no, for sure. And then Marty Ray came out as a host after.
I know, right?
What the fuck? Everybody was pissed because he comes out as a host. He's going to call you out, and he calls someone else. I was like, that's fucking disrespectful. Fuck that. Fucking Marty, that's disrespectful.
Being the MC at TED Talk for a little bit, and everybody thought it was our turn. They're like, oh.
On the spot.
Oh, you're just MCing. Yeah. Okay. All right, we'll wait for you guys. Nothing wrong. It just kept getting pushed back, and that's all.
Yeah. That shit was cool, though.
Yeah, it was cool.
I found out moments before. The host had to dip out, so they were like, hey, can you
it got TED Talk was a little late.
He dipped out, or he just...
The host had to leave at a certain time. He was done.
Well, damn, the motherfucker was talking like motherfucking a whole hour in between each fucking...
I don't know.
And I was like, damn, bro, is this the... I'm all like, is this a TED Talk, or is he just... you know, so...
I missed the whole thing. I was in the back studying my notes... And then I forgot. That was pretty much it.
Yeah, that's pretty.
All right. Cool. Can we hit this fool with where you at right off the bat?
Yeah.
Can we do that real quick? Uh-huh. You got it. Can you run it?
Where am I?
Yeah.
This is a segment we like to call "Where You At." And Marty's going to ask you two things, and that's it. You say "Where You At" with it. That's it. Where am I? How do I feel about this?
Did we already do the 16-year-old version with OG?
Oh, let's do that first. OG, I have a question I ask people. I like to ask certain guests this question. I don't think I asked you.
Yeah.
If 16-year-old you walks in the door, are you going to beat the dog shit out of him, or are you going to fuck you up?
A 16-year-old me walked in the door.
Walks in the door, and you guys got to fight. Are you going to win, or do you lose?
You know what?
After that cup.
16-year-old me, I would probably
say. No guns involved.
You know, nah, that's a, that was a little loose cannon, dude. Probably wouldn't be able to.
The old man strength doesn't outweigh that, though?
Oh, well, actually, yeah. But, you know, back then, I mean, I don't know. It was a little more different. I was a little more aggressive.
Did you ever have a stretch where you were, like, lifting and shit, working out heavy?
You know what? Not too much. If I do work out and shit, like, say in a year, if I do work out, I'm going to work out maybe
twice,
maybe 2 months out of the whole year, maybe.
You don't hear that a lot.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Shit, I don't got 60 time days for it, a year. You know what I mean? Shit.
Yeah, you know, that's realistic.
I mean, it's the truth. I mean, shit, I work like about maybe sometimes 12 hours a day.
You be doing those 10 hours workouts. A day,
12 damn. Hours, 13 hours. So, you know what I mean? So,
fuck. So you go in there at 9 and you're in there till fucking 9.
Yeah.
Damn.
For sure. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'll do push-ups in my office.
That's what he told me the other day. I just did 100 push-ups. Like, yeah.
That counts.
Right, fool.
100 yeah.
push-ups.
Andy. No, yeah, in a whole day of my work, maybe I could bust about maybe 250 push-ups.
Uh-huh.
For sure.
That's a lot.
It's just funny
that's
to
enough.
See.
I mean, it's
the weed shop shit. In the back, staring at the cameras.
Yeah.
Man, yeah. That's literally a good fun footage.
Look at the bird piece watching the cameras. Hey, fire. Fire that girl. That's this fool in the intercom. Fucking. You know what this fool does? Instead of politely intercomming, hey, Melissa, can you come in the back? He does this. Smacks his wall until somebody hears him on the other side, and then they show
in
up
in that big ass building that's yes. loud as shit with music.
No, usually I buzz the door.
No, besides that, I've seen you just hear do this. The buzz,
they know that you know I'm calling him.
You but do yeah, this you know. Until that girl with the tattoo shows up, you're a jerk, fool. He answered the phone this morning. Goes, all right, no, call her in. Call her in. I want to fire her. That's what I heard when yeah. I answered the phone today. I don't know what it is about some weed shops, but they just constantly go through.
Just
you know what it is? It's this new generation, bro. Is there something else, bro?
You
know what
I mean? You heard the TED Talk?
They seem like, I mean, work is like.
You got a joint? You can light that up?
It's something else to them, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Yo.
It's not the same, you know what I mean?
Thank you.
You would think people would be motivated, be you know uh-huh. happy to get more hours to work, and it's like, nah, they're just. The less hours, if you send them home, they're like happy. It's not like fucking, you know what I mean? Like, really? I want to stay. I want to work. No, they're gone.
How many people with good work ethics have come through that you're like, damn, this motherfucker's a beast?
Well, it depends because, you know, I have three different departments. You know, I have a trim department, there's a grow department, and then I have my retail. So, I mean, yeah, sometimes I do. I get a lot of good trimmers that are, you know, pretty good.
Stick around a long time. Got good work ethics.
Well, yeah, they got good. When I trip out, so I'm like, oh, shit, you know, where'd this guy come from? You know what I mean? Shit's pretty fast.
Where you been all quick. My life?
You know what I mean? Same thing. You know, I have a few bartenders that are, you know, they commit and shit, but for the foremost, nah.
How many people are getting canned a quarter?
20.
Oh, fuck, no. I'm constantly, we're always firing people. Do you know what I mean? Shit. I mean, like I said, people want to just come in. Do what they want to do, and they're just like, bam, and it's like, it's different now. People got, like, this attitude and shit, like, you know, like, fuck, bro, it's like, everything's changing now, like, and
you
shit.
Work for them and shit.
Yeah, exactly, you know what I mean? Like, I just hired a guy, I mean, just, what, this week, and they told me, no, I don't want to do that. He's like, I'm not going to be here that long. I go, dude, you just got hired. It's your first day. What do you mean? You don't want to fucking do that. You're not going to be here that long. I'm like, fuck, you're fucking right. So, nah, the next day, you're gone, bro. You're not going to be here the second day. You know? So, when I caught wind of that, I'm like, nah, you don't even come the second day. Get him out of here.
Who had the button? Was it Monty Burns?
It drops him in your office in the next level. Remember on The Simpsons, Mr. Burns, they bring people in the office. He goes, "You're fired!" And he'd hit the button, and they'd fall into the dungeon. You need
shit,
one of those.
I wish I had one of those.
One that's a slide, and it shoots him to the front door.
Yeah. Shit,
with all this shit.
That would be great for sure. That would be great.
Hey, you ever seen this movie, Babes in Toyland, with Keanu Reeves?
No.
What is it? Babes in Toyland.
No. What the fuck? When did that come out?
Fuck, like 1984, probably.
Oh shit!
When did it come out? Shereen, when did it come out? 83? She isn't
there. I'm all dead. You know the year? Yeah. I'm like, damn, what year was she born?
A little after that. All right. So anyway, there's one of those little dungeons. I saw that joint. That shit almost hit you in the face. I almost hit it.
That shit last night smelled like tangerines.
Yeah, whatever you rolled. Oh, the tangy he brought. Wait, no, it was runts. Yeah. No, that shit smoked good.
Dude, I was actually shocked when I took off. I had one joint left of the same one that I gave him. And I'm smoking. I'm just like, what the fuck? I'm all looking like, what did I label it as? That's what he was doing.
And I even looked at it like, what is it?
Yeah. I was doing the same thing. And then I'm like, hey, what is that? Did I write a little initials on that? She goes, no. And I go, well, damn. And I guess that's the fucking runs. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That shit was fucking fire,
man. Dude, I wasn't I didn't take dabs the whole week before this TED Talk last night, guys. For everybody out there, guys, last night we did the TED Talk, right?
Excuse me. Fucking. Yeah. Air horn.
There you go. Air horns. You don't hear the if you had those headphones on. I did.
Thank you, everybody that came out to TED Talk. It was fucking amazing.
Thank you. And if we saw you before we went on, I'm sorry. I was I said hi to everybody, but I felt like I couldn't get in full conversation mode.
No, you didn't, jerk. I seen you ignoring people.
Oh, please.
I was in the corner just pacing, talking to myself, looking like
we weren't backstage. Crazy. We were like
in I the seen you in pacing the back and forth and.
Yeah, I was trying to remember my speech.
He kept bumping into fans, and they'd be like, like not expecting to come around the corner and see him. And they were just like, it would happen a couple times. People had to catch their fucking breath.
That kid almost fainted.
Yeah.
Dude, what about that building, though?
That haunted.
Building was something else.
Bro. Haunted. Yeah.
They do some wild shit in there.
Demonic-ass statues on the wall. I didn't even want to look at.
See the little faces?
Oh, I saw it. See the
little fucking dwarves, like little elves and
shit?
Can I
get the lighter?
That's some fucking...
The old theaters in Hollywood got...
Did you go to the bathroom?
LA.
Did you go to the bathroom?
Yeah.
It's like a New York subway down there. I did not. Jay, you go to the bathroom? No thanks. Yeah,
that shit was.
It was just like the theater we saw Atmosphere at, basically.
Exactly. It was across the street.
Oh, it was?
Yeah,
oh,
Atmosphere was across the street. Yeah.
Sure.
I definitely got a better vibe from that spot.
Oh, yeah.
I could just literally feel the fucking darkness.
Yeah, I didn't like it at all.
Fucking darkness.
Especially those rooms at the top of the stairs that had an open door. Did you think that there was theater seats in there? So someone does like a single person play. Wow. In there.
You know, dude, the dude that was with the light and shit.
Yeah,
that man lives there.
What?
Yeah, he lives there, bro. He got his own spot in there. Everything.
OG's making it up. I can tell.
No, actually,
it's right here. He has a tail. It's gone.
Check it out. Look. He walked out, and came back like with a regular type of cup, like a house cup. And I was like, "Where'd this fool go?" But he went up to the top and came back like with a house cup. So I was like, oh, shit.
There's apartments above it, though.
Well, oh, really? Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, that I did not know. Yeah, but I did see him come back with a house cup. And then I did see him come. Like, if he was coming, if he was at his pad, you know what I mean?
Yeah. He had house shoes.
So I told him, like, dude, this motherfucker lives here or what? You know what I mean? And, I mean, it looked like it did because, I mean, shit.
Like Last Action Hero? Like that old man that just stays at the theater all day?
More like the Die Hard, the dude that lives in the airport or in the fucking, you know?
Like Brad Pitt in Fight Club.
You know the dude that fucking... The janitor that lives there, actually, he has a little spot. And he lives inside the airport.
You ready? I've only seen Die Hard 1.
Fuck.
I know, I've movie fool. I never watched it. I've never seen the other ones.
A few.
I think I've seen Die Hard 4.
After the 4th or 3rd, it gets
fourth one. I've seen 1st and 4th only.
I think the last one with Samuel L. Jackson, that's the last one that's probably the best. That's it.
I don't remember.
That's fucked up.
Hey, ready? We never asked this fool. What's your favorite top 3 movies ever? Your whole body. Damn,
did you guys feel that shit?
No, we can hear it. We can hear it. Stop. It sounds horrible. Stop. Fools are driving doing this right now.
What is that called? AM Mr. As Mr. They like that shit. People like that shit.
It's his trademark shit.
They must have said, oh, that shit felt relaxing. Damn, OG, do it again.
Homie. See, if you had your shit, you would hear it deep in your head. What's your top 3 favorite movies? Don't say something stupid. I know one's the Patriot.
I mean, I like Casino, fucking, I like the old school movies.
One.
I like fucking from the 80s. I want to say fucking Bad Boys with Sean Penn.
Sean Penn and what's his face? La Bamba's brother? Lou Diamond Phillips' brother?
Yeah.
Ralph, what's his full name?
Eastside Morales.
What?
Eastside Morales.
Eastside Morales.
Damn, bro.
Shit. Yeah, I already knew.
Sick, dude.
That's a good movie. Yeah. Actually, when we're done, I have hella sodas to beat you with.
Yeah,
I'm gonna fuck you up.
Yeah, that one, fuck, I just like gangster movies, bro. You know, shit, there's a lot of them. There's not just my three top movies because fuck, I really don't have 3 top movies. I got like fucking.
Well, every time you talk about movies, well, what are your favorite movies? Go.
Shit, let's see. Casino, fucking Heat, fucking...
So Robert De Niro shit?
Yeah, yeah, I like 80s. A lot of Robert De Niro shit, you know what I mean? I like a lot
you
of series.
You ever seen Cape Fear?
Yeah, Robert Cape Fear is also pretty good.
That's a good one, he can do pull-ups. I can't do pull-ups.
Yeah, that's a good one. You know, series también, you know, fucking Sopranos and shit like that. Breaking Bad, I still fucking watch Breaking Bad here and there. I go back to certain episodes.
That's worth it.
It's a good show.
Yeah, yeah, fuck yeah, especially that when you're high as shit, you're like, oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. When you're high as shit, you be like, oh, shit. Fucking moment when he does
this shit. That was one of the main shows that I was just like, couldn't believe every time it kept going. I was like, how the fuck is he going to get out of this? It never got cheesy,
right? This motherfucker was a nut, huh?
And, like, there's nobody that's ever transformed that much within a show, I feel like. From, like, dad to fucking psychopath. And
well, I mean,
wife.
You got to think about it. The dude's about to exit life. So, I mean, shit. I mean, if you really think about it, fuck. I mean, if you know you're about to die, you're going to die so you have so much time. I mean, fuck. Who? Mm-hmm. Best thing to do is, fuck, take care of the motherfuckers that you want fucking, that you didn't like.
Let you to say the people around you take care of your family. Oh, that was a big twist. Hey, actually, hold on. Eat those,
bro.
Eat one.
No,
one shark.
You're gonna get me fucking crossfaded with this
one
shit, bro.
Shark.
Those are the placebo ones.
Fucking the 5 hours.
Yeah,
shit.
Those are
I drank
placebo.
Two of them.
He got no. He was in. No, stop. Let me tell the story. Stop. Let me set the scene. Nah, this fool is not. Is this fool has a home, multiple cars, a backyard, a front yard, a garage, a couch,
a dad.
I call him. What are you doing? So I'm on my lawn. I'm like, all right, cool. In your car? Yeah. Bottle of wine. Full chugging wine, hot box in his car, and just on his in his front yard, 2 a.m. I'm like, all right, that's cool. Then he pulls out the whole bottle of wine. I'm like, where's Mindy? You just hear a laugh. And then the joint comes back into the FaceTime.
That's it.
Then he goes, all right, I'll try you for your little shots. They're not going to do nothing. He chugged 2 of them. We're on the phone for 30 minutes, and this fool started, I don't know what it was. I never had some shit like that before in my life. That's pretty much what he was doing. And then the next morning, we're supposed to go on a drive, and I go, you're not calling me. You're not calling me by 1. I was like, I'll give you till 3. You're not calling me. You call me at 5 o'clock.
No, actually, I had to wake up the next morning and take my daughter to work. And it was like,
and then you said, Christmas. I came home, and
was
I was
it fucked
Christmas
up. Holidays or Thanksgiving holidays, right?
Thanksgiving.
And so, fuck, bro. I had to wake up the next day. So I'm talking to him like at 2 in the morning, maybe 1:30. Right?
Yeah.
And I chug those 2 things. All of a sudden, I get waken up by my daughter at like 7 in the morning, 6:30 in the morning or something like that. Like, you need to take me to work. Come on, let's go. And I'm just, bro, I get up and I'm like, fuck, bro. I'm literally driving and I'm like.
Feel dizzy almost.
I'm thinking to myself because I forgot that I had taken a shit.
2 shots.
So I'm thinking, I go.
No, you drink 2 shots. Okay, okay. Full syrups. All
right.
Yeah, 2 full syrups. You know what I mean? So I'm thinking to myself while I'm driving, you know, I'm thinking like, fuck, man, you know what? I need to go to the doctor and get checked, bro. I go, this is not normal, bro. I go, how the fuck?
You feel like your brain's moving a little bit.
I feel like I'm fucking, like, I'm still waving. In a dream. Yep. I'm like, I'm not here. What, bro? I go, there's something wrong with me.
I
drop her off. I go back to the bed, and now I can't sleep. Now I'm like, fuck. So I'm hungover, and I'm like, you know what? Fuck this. I go to the store, and I grab me a beer.
I'm not an alcoholic, bro. 2 minutes before we start. Dude.
So did that work?
I mean, bro, it got me more fucking weirded out.
Yeah, it's a beer. So I'm like,
I'm like, damn, bro, I'm tripping. So you know what I mean? So next thing you know,
I drank a beer and I was like, wow, I'm drunk.
Yeah.
So now you're high and drunk.
Yeah, now I'm high and I'm drunk again because, you know, I'm like, fuck, you know, the alcohol kicks in now.
Yeah.
You know, and I only had, don't get me wrong, not just 1 beer, but like maybe already like. I'm already like at my 6-pack and I call this phone. I'm like, hey, man, what the fuck? Next thing I go, I still feel fucking high. I go, that's when I remember like, oh, this is what I did. Because I think, you know, when I was in my car, I think I looked at my daughter's all like, oh, what's this? You know, they were all empty. A little.
Oh, shit.
And I'm like, oh, shit. I go, now I don't know what the fuck. Come on. I'm over here thinking I got to go to the doctor Monday morning.
Did it hit? Was it a delayed hit?
Like, oh, no. Hell no, bro. I mean, I was on the phone with him. I was crashing into walls. Like, you know, when I I'm going to take you to work. I'm only hitting walls.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, fuck. You know
what I mean? Didn't get to really sleep it off is the problem.
Hell no. You can't. I don't think you can sleep that much.
I don't think you can, man. No. Because, dude. When I did the challenge, I drank 3.
Oh, yeah. No,
and I woke up. When I woke up, I called our partner, Claudia, and goes, yo, we got to retest everything. We got to redo everything. I don't feel as good. I don't feel safe. I'm so fucked up. We got to retest. Says Thomas, you think we didn't do all this before we even fucking packaged? I'm like, yeah, I know we did. But can we retest? He's like, dude, it's the HACP. And I go, oh, yeah. They're HACP inside. It's 30 times stronger than our normal edible.
Three is a lot.
It's fucking three. It's 90 times.
I drank two on the elevator doors just after that second one.
Done. Yeah. The syrups are another
thing. It's actually, 72 hours, bro? I mean, I believe.
That's when it takes a while to get it out of your system.
Yeah, I mean,
I feel groggy and shit.
I took some RSO not that long ago, about maybe 2-3 weeks ago. And, you know, I gave some to a couple coworkers too. Everybody was like, what the fuck did you give me?
The RSO's different.
Everybody was like, I feel weird. And, you know, the next day, because I go, well, yeah, to me, the dose that I give you, it's going to be a 72, 73 hour, 74 hour high, bro. It's going to be 3 days.
What is it? Do you eat it?
RSO.
But I'm saying, like,
it's hash oil.
You can eat it. You can
hash
eat
hash
oil. You dab it if you want. It's disgusting.
I'm saying you, in this instance, you ate it.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. You know, I've made it, and I made it with, like, you're supposed to make it just with all the plant matter and shit, but I made it with actual nugs, you know what I mean? So this shit is fucking potent. Where, like, I've taken some and I literally fucking, my leg's been numb. Like, I can't even get out the car. I literally have to pick my leg up. Bam. Pick my other leg up.
And Wolf I'm of like, Wall Street.
Fucking, yeah, bro. So
remember,
fucking,
yeah, remember the RSO story where he said, take a little bit, fill it up. I didn't mean fill it up. And then I got the spins. I threw up everywhere. I was high. I woke up the next day spinning, still high.
Yeah, it is. It's something. No. Else. But you know what? I think that shit literally fixes you, bro. It fixes you.
If you want to research RSO, you go on Google and research yourself. We're not going to be pushing that, you know, RSO saves people, because we might get our whole fucking existence on YouTube just deleted for that.
Nah, I mean, shit, you will. I mean, it's all over. I mean, it's
fucking... just go look. Google RSO, Rick Simpson Oil. If you
coincidentally,
want to know anymore.
You felt better afterwards.
What was that?
Coincidentally, I felt better. Yeah,
you felt better in some way.
Well, no, it always does. It resets you. It resets your body.
It's like a mushroom trip.
You know what I mean? So, say it right now, whenever you fucking, you're a little off and shit, your fucking balance is a little off, I guarantee you take half of a syringe of some RSO, half a gram.
And 4 days later, after you come back, you'll be all right.
Yeah, three days later, you know, it's going to reset you, and you're going to feel good about yourself. Like, you just feel good. Yeah. Everything, even
it's like
fucking
that.
It. Like, I'm going to say this right now. I gave this one girl some, and it was my cousin. And my other brother, you know, rest in peace. I gave him some, and they both came at me with the same, you know. They go, hey, you know what? When I couldn't sleep, I was having like these crazy, like fucking, like nightmares that were like evil, like bad shit, like, you know, like something bad. And I'm like, what the fuck? So my brother first told me, he's like, yeah, I was on the couch and I was like having like some weird, scary shit where like I've never felt that. I was all trip out. And then all of a sudden...
And I was like, oh, trip out.
No, I was just thinking trip out because, Mexican, I mean, I felt that shit myself, that. Too. Yeah. I have trip felt out, that shit bro. Myself. But, I mean, my thing is that I thought it was just me. You know, I'm fucking okay. Sorry, my shit going on in my head. Fucking, that's probably what happens. Cool. My other homegirl came too, and she's just like, nah, man, that shit fucking like took the demons out of me. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, I go, wait a minute. I go, that's fucking crazy. Because, you know, my brother Snuffy just told me the same thing, too. You know what I mean? He told me, like, some fucking, like, evil shit was, like, coming in and out of him. And I was like, oh, fuck. You know, and I think honestly, it really works like that. Wherever this fucking shit comes from. Because, I mean,
it's like a mushroom trip.
Yeah. Well,
it goes into your brain and kind of deals with the shit that's in your head. RSO will get you so fucked up. Mm-hmm. Your body's probably like, hey, deal with the shit in your head, because your body's not going to do anything right now. Mm-hmm. You better work on your head to work on your fucking body. You know what I mean? Because mushrooms do the same shit.
Mm-hmm. For sure, yeah.
Mushrooms do the same exact thing. It's just like an internal cleansing, I would say. So eat the fucking shark is what I'm trying to say. Eat a shark, man. This folk is trying to get one shark. It's 100 milligrams.
Nah,
100 milligrams.
Yeah, it's 100 milligrams.
Bro. Read it.
Yeah, I know.
It's 100 milligrams.
Okay, so let's say this. So 100 milligrams, how many milligrams in it would be if it were to be THC? Just more or less, what would you think?
70.
Oh, fuck that.
70 milligrams?
70 is what
eat
I take.
Half a shark.
I take 70 milligrams almost on a daily use.
Eat half a shard.
Just to be, take a bite of it. 1 bite.
It's a new shard. You want me to taste it? Yeah,
yeah, they're brand new. Look,
it's a sour water. No, I can do that, but no, bro. I've seen what this shit does to you, bro.
I know. Take a bite. I just want you, it's a new one. A sour watermelon.
Oh, bro, I didn't even tell you. Remember those fucking ones, those gummies we got in Vegas?
The hash gummies?
No, the mushroom gummies.
Did they hit you?
Oh, bro, I fucking forgot that they were fucking...
And you ate them?
I wasn't going to eat the whole thing because, you know, I'm like, fuck it. I ate half of it. And fuck, bro, I'm fucking, like, I'm going to work and shit. And I'm just like, what the fuck? Did I just see the fucking, the light? Like, and I'm like.
So you forgot you ate mushroom gummies and went to work.
I
didn't
realize it until, like I said, once again, I'm California, over here thinking, man. Fuck, I need to go to the fucking hospital. Something's wrong with me.
You know what I mean? You keep a diary of the shit.
Same shit, bro. I was all thinking, fuck, I gotta go to the hospital.
Yo, this episode's called, I need to fucking go to the doctor.
Dude, seriously.
Something's wrong with me.
I thought I was something wrong with me again. And next thing you know, I'm thinking, well, what did I eat? Like, oh, I ate that edible. And I'm thinking, you know, wait a minute. That fucking edible was fucking, they were mushrooms. They weren't fucking. And I'm like, oh, fuck, bro.
No. Fuck, my mom ate the whole entire box and she said she felt nothing.
What? Oh, really? Oh, shit, but was it that? No, they gave us one that was like the grenade. Remember the?
I gave her that one, too. And then I gave her a bunch of other shit that they gave me.
Really?
And she said they did nothing to her. I got a whole bag of the legal mushrooms at my house to try. Because we want to do the dopest mushrooms, the dopest shrooms.
Okay.
The legal mushrooms and ship all 50 states. Fucking great. But if they don't hit you, I ain't fucking, no. No.
Yeah, yeah.
And my mom's like, these ones didn't work. But you're like, damn. Did I see Tracy's?
Well, no. It didn't hit like a normal mushroom. I'll tell you that right now. It didn't.
It's light.
Yeah, it was more like I just kept seeing like little fucking streaks.
Mm.
And I'm over here thinking about, fuck, man, fucking, I hear about this shit. People saying they see little fucking lines. Something's wrong with them. Mm. So I'm like, fuck, something's wrong with me too now. But then I realized what I did. Fucking about, it took me about an hour to finally...
Just freaking out for an hour, then he goes, oh, yeah, I ate mushrooms.
No, at the same time, I'm over here thinking, fuck,
I need
bro,
to be that carefree with my life, dude.
I'm in this fucking,
I forget that I ate mushrooms and just go to work.
I'm thinking I'm in this motherfucking matrix or some shit, you know? I'm like,
he's over here, bro, oh, tripping. Yo.
The doctor's like, bro, we gotta work something out. You can't be calling me like this every day.
So did you eat anything today? Yeah, sorry, doctor.
Oh, nah, fuck. No, yeah, nah. You don't want
to try one.
You don't want to go to your doctor.
They taste like, I think they taste like red Kool-Aid. It's only 100 milligrams, bro. Come on. I'll eat one with you.
You could wolf that bag down if you felt
fuck
like
fuck out of here.
I'll eat two with you.
You'll eat one with me.
I'll eat two. I'll eat two right now. Why are you three?
I'm looking forward to this video. No, I haven't gotten to the part. Side,
you
the challenge?
The challenge?
The challenge?
Eat it all.
This Tuesday's
just
video.
Just throw half of... Eating shark back in a brand
I threw a fucking little shark that got fucking bit by another
shark.
Yeah.
He just went. Yeah, so let's get back on the conversation. What a that's the, your whole
no,
bag.
Actually,
your
it
bag.
Tastes good. It tastes good.
Take your bag.
No.
Honestly, by the way, you should take one more bite. Take one more bite.
No, my
feel
ass.
It a little
take
bit.
One more bite.
Take one more bite.
Me fucking
no, my ass.
Shit.
Take a bite of my ass. The shit you say sometimes. Also,
the shit's good.
Those are HACP and THC.
Yeah, you see, little jerk.
You know what I mean? So the new Dope & Shop shit, they're Delta 9 THC and HHCP and HHC. Those damn, ones are dead.
Well, now he's got to try the gems. It's only right.
Fucking,
Here you go.
I do the same shit. No, hell no.
This is a
fuck, comparison.
Kidding me? The smaller this shit is, the more fucking dangerous this shit is. I don't know.
That's
this guy right here. Fuck out of here, boo.
Come shit. On, it's like the Men in Black Guns. The Men in Black Guns. At least open it and smell it.
You know how many people I get, and I get a lot of people. I get a lot of people to eat fucking at my work and shit. I fuck with people.
No, Marty.
I fucking give
he
everybody.
Tricks a lot of people.
No, I know what he's saying.
The 2 milligrams, bro. They're samples. There's 300. Watch this.
Fucking
nah, asshole, fucking
get people
he's switching
fucking,
packaging.
He's
doing
writing.
Devious shit.
He's switching numbers on packages so he can prank his coworkers, bro. This fool's life.
I took some
is
cookies.
Crazy.
Like about a few weeks ago. I'm not a few months ago. We got some cookies from the fucking some company, you know, cookies and shit. So I got them and I fucking seen these other bags. I'm like, you know what? I took them out of the fucking, out of the packaging, put them on some like casual packaging, fucking went in the back. I'm like, oh, you know, right now a vendor just brought me these cookies. You guys want any? Oh, fuck, yeah, I'll take one. These don't have no fucking THC. What'd you do there? I'm like, nah, not at all. Fuck no, bro. Got them.
You hear this work environment?
He's tripping out on mushrooms and shit.
Oh, just fuck no. What is this? A little fucking cherry bomb?
Take them apart. It's one. It's two. It's
oh, I thought it was two. I thought no. They're like some type of strawberry.
They're stuck together. No, they're
hell no, fool shit,
bro. They're CBD and HHC.
My ass CBD.
They're CBD and HHC. He ate it. Eat it. It's two gems.
They taste real good.
They're though. Fucking.
Those are the
bomb.
Children's ones, yeah. Right?
Yeah, those are the melatonin and CBD ones. We
motherfucker, you want me to put me asleep?
They're oh yeah, that's right, huh?
Fucking end of the podcast. I'm fucking right here.
We'll draw on you. Don't worry. I'll do a laugh now, cry later.
All right, these are good.
They are good. How are you taking bites? You're taking.
You just
squidwarded
the fuck out.
Yeah, I'm tasting them. He did.
I'm fucking testing them.
No, take eat they're
good.
It.
They're actually really good,
bro. Right? They're
nah,
bro. Eat one at least. Are you serious? Like candy. They're 15 milligrams. 15 milligrams. Are you kidding me?
Let me fucking read this shit.
He doesn't have his reading glasses on. But trust me, they're 15 milligrams.
Yeah. He pulls out their reading lokes. Their bifocal lokes. Literally, you know.
And then it's funny that they don't fucking say how strong they are, right?
Yes, they do. They're 15. It says 1.5 per serving.
Yeah, well.
Eat one if you don't eat 15
milligrams. No, hell no, fool. I could taste that shit.
15 milligrams. Mm. Yo, your name is OG, not Hoji or Noji.
You sweat 15 milligrams yeah, just what is when you want to kill and shit.
All right, right. One if you really, 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 really fucking want to see me fucked up, me home.
This
fine.
Is the peer pressure. Dude, I love it. People are going to be like, oh, you're peer pressuring him. No, that's this man just episode. Talked about fucking dosing people. Don't get mad at me. You ate one?
Yeah.
Let me see. Go on your tongue. Oh, no, I'm just kidding. Lift your tongue.
I'll eat it. I ain't tripping.
I'll eat it.
You got one
I'll
and eat half that whole bag.
The whole bag is two.
I don't want to fuck up the show, bro.
Are you ready? Those are hash house edibles.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, well, those are.
Don't tell me. I already know.
Those are 50 milligrams yeah, each. And you're done.
You read the label.
You're done. Those are strong.
I can't wait. You fucking little jerk.
You know what's crazy? He's talking doing. About this tricking guy. People. As he's like, oh, eating and getting tricked at the same time.
No, nah, it's all good shit. Fuck, man.
It's all good shit. Fuck,
so
man.
Much shit. Fucking, I've eaten mushrooms. Fucking, I'm good.
Then eat the other one.
Nah, I'm not trying to get all. I don't want to get all hashed out because you know tomorrow I don't want to fucking fuck my day off in the morning.
It's
when I wake
Sunday.
Up.
You aren't doing shit, and the Raiders lost today.
Yeah,
what the fuck God, do you damn. Care? Hold on, real quick. How can the Raiders? Hold on, here we go.
Everybody, go watch that microphone. Fucking touchdown from the Chiefs. For,
oh
Raiders,
my God. Oh my God.
Demoralizing.
That was probably the stupidest shit I ever done on the fucking show in my life. You saw it?
I saw the caption and said the Chiefs are toying with their food.
What you do?
I looked around the warehouse right now because I was going to go like this. I was looking for a microphone, something that could be used as a microphone. I moved my microphone to look for something that I could go, hey, here, talking to this. I could have just, oh my fucking. That's like me lighting it.
Yeah.
It's like looking for your phone while you're on your phone.
Yeah, yeah. You're using your flashlight.
I've done
the
that
phone.
Shit.
Yeah.
I'm at my phone. I'm like looking for my phone, and I'm like, "Where's my fucking phone?"
Yo, I don't know if my brain is not back yet.
People this don't time. Understand. We need my to address the amount here. Of brain power it takes to write a motherfucking TED Talk and memorize it,
bro. Oh my yeah, God, I felt like I was TED back Talk at school, you, dude.
It was like I was looking for such a microphone. Yeah.
While talking,
but into it's.
Yeah, for you.
It's all right, though.
It's not the weed. For every motherfucker out there, look at these potheads. Nah, ready?
Nah.
I still did that. Ready? Yeah.
It's like we ran a fucking marathon. Like,
that's
we're
how I feel.
Exhausted.
Yeah, my brain feels like slow and laggy. Yeah. Like, I couldn't do a story time, I feel right.
We basically wrote
and,
memorized a short book.
That's exactly what we did. We wrote and memorized a 20-minute audio book.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, by the way, microphone. Yeah. Fake microphone. How can the Raiders come back next year and be one of the top teams in the NFL? What do you think that they are lacking? What do you think their qualities are? And what do you think needs to be changed?
This guy.
Like that?
Well, the way I look at
it. Okay, good start.
It's a professional.
It is what it is, bro. Shit.
You know? It is what it is, bro. Shit. That's why the Raiders are fucking losing in the first place, man. That's what the Raiders teammates are saying. It is what it is,
I mean,
bro.
Okay,
shit.
So if I sit here and I say we need a new fucking coach, we need how many fucking coaches that we fucking ran through? How many new fucking quarterbacks? How many? Fool, fuck! It is what it is. You know what I mean? It's still my fucking team.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck it. You know what I mean?
This is man. Listen, I fucking appreciate what you're saying.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Like,
sometimes you go through 30 years.
Yeah,
of
exactly, bro. Yeah, who hasn't gone through some shit like that, bro? Mm-hmm. Ain't nothing fucking new, bro. You know what I mean? So, I mean.
You got a cool stadium.
Tom Brady.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what I hear about that shit.
You guys got Bruce Buffer.
Fuck, Bruce who?
Bruce Buffer.
Bruce,
who?
Bruce Buffer, fool. The Let's Get Ready to Rumble or USC. Yeah,
yeah.
USC.
It's time.
It's time.
Yeah, yeah.
You got him?
You got him every Raider. Oh, have you been to the Raider game in Vegas?
No.
Bro, Bruce Buffer comes out and announces the whole fucking stadium. Really? Every player as they come out.
Oh, wow.
Get ready! And he's standing up and they have a spotlight on him. And there's a live band playing in, for the
fuck
fucking.
Out of here, fool. I haven't seen that shit, fool.
I went to the game. I remember I told you I went.
You did go?
Remember I went with Rosie on her birthday.
Oh, shit. Oh.
Dude, I went to the stadium.
All right.
They have Bruce Buffer on a spotlight.
I didn't see you posted
it. As they come in and they have a live band playing and they bring a band in during halftime and they play up top and you can see everybody looks like it's sick.
Oh, shit. All right. No, I didn't even know.
Anyway, that's Bruce Buffer.
I got you all fight with Bruce in UFC 4.
Stop it. Stop it. Did you have some grappling?
I didn't pick him.
I wouldn't pick him either. He's not a fighter. That's crazy as hell. All right, you ready? Let's get back on topic.
Yeah, let's go. All about the Raiders or something?
Yeah, no, I was just talking shit. I know. Who cares? There's nothing you're going to say that the analysts didn't say already. You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah, well, what they need to do is this. Like, Al Davis is
what they need to do is yeah, fuck. You know what I mean,
take
bro?
It
shit.
Take it away. You
Al Davis' son needs a new fucking haircut.
I know. I know. I'm sorry, Al Davis, but your hair, his haircut, his fucking haircut. Fucking can you like can you bring doofus. Up Al Davis Jr.? Haircut, just put he owner like Jim of Carrey, the right. He looks like the top Jim Carrey, Lloyd Christmas, and the bottom he look. I don't understand. Look at his haircut.
He looks like who they based one of the fucking Dumb and Dumber off of.
Look at his no. Look at the. Oh my god.
That's fucking worse.
I'm
than
sorry,
comedy.
Guys.
That's worse than comedy.
I know.
You know that shit's fake, right? It has to fucking be fake.
And bro. Hold on, before we keep,
he must got like fucking 100 of those.
Before we keep saying it, I'm sorry that we're sitting here making fun of someone's looks. That's something we shouldn't be doing at all, ever. Right. But that's a very, very funny haircut, and we had to talk shit. Change your hair, you're a billionaire.
You saw Dumb and Dumber.
I'm sorry we're making fun of someone the way they look and shit, but he looked. Come on, man, I'm sorry, but.
The cut's optional.
Stop it.
Yeah, he looks like a.
There he is, right? Is the same guy?
That's better.
All right.
That's it. That's his. That's a good haircut. That fits him.
Fuck out of here, fool.
That on the right, that looks like a regular.
Looks like he has a fucking chili bowl.
But look
haircut.
At the other ones. The other ones makes him look like, what do they call them? Skin crawlers?
Jesus Christ.
Skinwalkers? That's what he looked like in that white picture. He looked like a creature
of the
night.
Does this girl have the same type of haircut like that?
Oh, white walker. I have no idea. Yeah. He had blue glowy eyes.
Yeah, he looks like a monster of some kind. I'm so sorry, Al Davis.
Something else, fool.
What did he say?
Else.
No, they said change it to something else, fool. That's what he said. Don't be talking about our leader like that, man. Yo, is Derek Carr out?
You know what? I think so. Shit. I think he is out. I've seen
I haven't watched football in so long.
Fucking, like, you know, they're fucking burning his jersey. I, you know, fuck, I don't
burning his jersey?
Yeah, I mean, fuck, bro. You can't. It's organizational. Yeah,
sell it.
Up,
sell
bro.
It.
Yeah, that's fucking weird.
Sell it and buy a jersey that you like.
I'll tell you this right now. Dude's going to do better wherever else he goes. I'll tell you that. He's going to break records. Fucking who knows what he's going to do.
That's what happens.
That's the way it always happens, bro. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Now, did you feel like Skip Bayless was justified in taking all the heat that he took this week? I don't know if you know about that. Around the DeMar Hamlin situation, his tweet.
OG definitely does not know who the fuck Skip Bayless is.
Yeah,
if you show him,
yeah, the dude that hit the fucking dude that just went in car. Yeah.
That is not Skip Bayless. He's a correspondent guy.
Oh, so he said something stupid than what you're saying.
Yeah, if you showed him a picture, he'd go,
I didn't hear about it. You know, like, I don't really, I know, I see here, he there, I see shit, but I don't really fucking get too deep.
Anyway, he said some shit when that kid had a heart attack on the field. He said something like, yo, this game is important. They need to figure it out. And everybody's like, yo, you're insensitive. And that's it. But before that, he's a fucking dick anyway.
Yeah.
He's never been like, hey, you know what? I like him. Mm-hmm. I like him. Shannon Sharp, on the other hand, is different.
He's an.
You know why? Because he's a fucking NFL legend.
Yeah.
And a giant horse of a man.
Mm-hmm.
He's as big as a horse, and he's probably as fast.
Yeah.
Shannon Sharp is still, a fucking 60-year-old.
Yeah.
Peak physical fucking monster.
Yeah, still knock your ass out.
You'll kill somebody.
His back is like a Ninja Turtle.
Oh, yeah. You filmed with him.
Yeah.
Fucking huge still. He showed me a picture. He was fucking big as a table. This is what his back is like.
He was like, I've done the same thing every day for the past 20 years.
Did you say he eats the same breakfast?
Yeah, the same exact shit.
What, did he drive like a 2000 Escalade? He's like, yeah. I bought this and why do I need another car?
He's like, I don't go anywhere. It doesn't have any miles. I do the same shit every day.
Yeah, he's like, wake up and do this. What the fuck? Yeah, dude, that feels a different mind. He's like, you got to watch the David Goggins, dude.
Yeah.
He showed me David Goggins a long time ago, but recently I started watching some of his shit. Mm-hmm. You should watch. This fool's insane. It's full runs.
Yeah,
you'd like ultra them. Marathons, what they were called.
Yeah,
ultra marathons.
246 mile marathon runs.
Yeah, like across a state.
Straight.
What, from here to fucking
straight?
Where?
But he's like from an here elite. To Bakersfield or
what? No, that's farther. No, like
across Merced the state of Florida, is Death Valley. Yeah.
Oh shit!
He's an endurance athlete, that Navy man. SEAL dude.
Bro, I was watching some shit.
Oh, he's a Navy SEAL.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, oh, because he went on Rogan. That's how he got famous, really. But he has a book, and Marty just listened to his second book. I just watched some of his interviews, and the shit he's talking about, his knee, was unbelievable. He reconstructed his entire knee. He's running on a broken leg, just running every day.
And he had two holes in his heart. He set the Guinness World Record for pull-ups. He had did, like, multiple ultra marathon, 100-mile marathon.
How many pull-ups did he do?
What is that called? That
I don't know that off the top of my head. I forget. He said it.
Fucking it has a fucking.
They had to go in. He had to do two heart surgeries. So since his first book, he took two heart surgeries.
Oh shit!
And then
still with the same heart though.
Yeah, they put a mesh on it. Oh. And the heart heals around the mesh.
And
they said it was the size of like a fucking coin.
Oh.
And he was doing sealed.
It's called a murmur, right?
No, it wasn't.
No, the murmur is when your heart the beat is off. I think.
Not when you have a hole in your heart.
You know what? You know what? I think you might be right. Actually, you let us know. Or we have the power of the internet.
Yeah.
Because we might be wrong. You guys both might be right. I'm just talking.
But that's like, it has to do with the.
That's what it's called.
I have one more joint. You want to roll more joints? Or you good?
Yeah.
The DeMar Hamlin shit, too, because they said that it happened because of the specific moment
he got hit
within his heartbeat. Like, if it would have happened at a different point in the heartbeat, his heart wouldn't have stopped. So. It was like the Kill Bill fucking 2-inch punch shit.
So you think maybe that's what happened to homeboy that got hit?
That's what they said.
That's what why he died on the field.
Yeah.
They brought him back to life on the field and at the hospital.
That's so scary, dude.
It's like all the other NFL players now. If I were an NFL player, every time I got hit, okay, now you know.
No,
like,
I mean, you can't be scared, bro.
I know you can't, but I'm saying. Everybody has their time to
go. Yeah. You know, if it's not your time, it's just not your time.
Well, that too, like honestly, I play football my whole life. Watched football my whole life. So as a lot of people, that is the first time it's ever fucking happened. It's crazy. In life.
Well, you know, I don't think it's ever going to
happen again.
They are saying because he's vaccinated or something like that.
That was a controversy. I don't know, but I think you get smacked in the chest. That shit was. That's like getting hit by a motorcycle. They
were
actually showing
dudes that were getting fucking hit in the chest about 5 times more harder than that when he got
hit. Bro, he barely got hit. What are you talking about? It's just an angle. I'm saying we've seen people get knocked to sleep.
I think maybe Homeboy's elbow might have went into something, chest, right? He might have something that we didn't see.
Or maybe he like dipped underneath with his shoulder blade and it just popped in the same time.
I mean, it doesn't take that much. I mean,
His adrenaline maybe that he even let out too. That's another thing, bro. I mean, shit.
Yeah, there's a lot of things.
I saw a diagram. A baseball could do it. The ball could do it. I mean, if it hits you in the right... I mean, shit, it's going...
Oh, well, yeah, bro. You get hit in the chest and you fucking...
They got pads on and shit.
That's scary because I'm thinking of all the times I've gotten smacked. That's not an option to what? You're stopping her from a hit? Well, you better hit me harder. Hit me harder then because it's not going to happen. That's how I feel. Like that's such a freak accident. You didn't even smoke your joint.
It's like when Randy Johnson hit the bird with the baseball.
That was crazy, bro.
Yeah.
You remember that OG? Everyone,
I hit the butterfly with the drone. Same
bro, I forgot about that. Oh, that guy, Peter Venture, owes us money still. Piece of shit. Yeah. Anyway, the guy that owes us money, we did a deal with at the very beginning for a stereo contract.
We got
one.
The butterfly story out
it's
of it.
Yeah, we got the butterfly story out of it, and it doesn't matter. It's just fuck that guy. What the fuck? Oh, that camera. You remember Randy Johnson, the pitcher, when he threw the ball and the bird went and it popped the bird?
Yep. A fucking pigeon?
Yeah, that shit was crazy. That was fucking local, huh? That fool's an NFL photographer now.
No shit.
Yeah. Look it up. Randy Johnson. What does Randy Johnson do now? NFL photographer, bird photographer. Crazy, right?
Bird photographer?
Watch.
He's a bird photographer?
Watch. I saw him taking pictures like in nature.
Probably feels bad after that.
Look at Randy Johnson.
Damn, he's out there with the longest lens.
He's the guy in this field in the NFL now.
Oh, that's sick. I love that.
Damn, yeah, the one that saw him take a picture of Burr, I'm like, that's pretty funny.
He has nightmares.
Crazy? That's crazy. Yeah. Okay, let's get back into our shit. That was a long time ago. This is a segment called Where You At? Marty's going to ask you a series of things, and you say, where are you at? Meaning, how do you feel about the topic? You can move that a lot closer to you. That was such a stretch.
Yeah, actually, yeah, no, I was thinking about that. Like, fuck, why is it where I need to be on this?
Then do it. You all did. All right, ready? Marty?
All right.
Go for it.
Where you at? The germs. 5-second rule. Public door handles. Things like that.
Bro, we're fucking, that's how we were made. We're made from germs and shit.
Oh, okay.
So, I don't give a fuck. I don't wash my hands.
What?
Fucking, no, bro. I mean, I'm not that guy that's going to go wash my hands for every little fucking thing. Uh-huh. I don't know, bro.
That's a different way of saying it. Yeah.
This is how we're created. I think this is how we live longer. You know, just like fucking roaches. Same shit. You know what I mean? When you put us all in the stadium, you put all these people, everybody's fucking breathing and we're thinking, oh yeah, we're just, bro, shit. We're all right here together. We're fucking, everybody's fucking, you know.
Basically, you see OG in the street, sneeze in his face because he don't give a shit. We're all made
not,
from it.
I don't know about bro. It. I mean, honestly, no, I don't. Because you know what? The more germs you get, the more healthy, the more stronger your immune system is going
to
get.
The first person to have this view.
So, you know what I mean? So I'm not.
No hand sanitizer. You're not thinking about it.
You know who else did? Dwight Schrute from The Office. And that was a joke.
So, you're at the theater last night. You go down to the basement to the bathroom. The door's closed. You're just.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, bro. Open it. I don't give a fuck. I'll tell you this.
Like, that's why I'm like smoking joints with this, him, bro.
No, bullshit. Because
he might be sick and he don't even know.
I'm not fucking what? Sick.
No. For like 3 months, what did they say? I ain't smoking with you. And I would put the joint right here and do this. Swear to God, because he would smoke with everybody in the store and shit.
And did I ever get sick?
Yes, you were gone for 2 weeks because you got motherfucking sickness.
When the COVID came back, I got sick.
All right, then. What is he saying?
But to me, hey, bro, to me, it's better for me. Shit. To me, that's not COVID. That's a fucking flu, bro.
Who cares? Yeah. Okay. Good standard.
Insane. You know what I mean? Yeah, I remember grinding my feet.
I mean, during the COVID season, I'm going to tell you this. During the COVID season, when everybody was literally fucking scared and shit, I was still working, and I would have to do the whole drop and count all the money, which all the money that's coming from out there.
Oh God!
And you know what? There was moments where I'd be kind of moment the moment I had the money, and I'll be like, you know, I would fucking touch my face. I give a fuck, bro. I mean, I ain't fucking.
You're not wearing gloves, Marty.
Basically, you mentioned OG just touch.
That's what we're made of. You gotta understand.
Swimming in all this cash.
That's how he does the count. He swims in it, and then he counts it up at night.
Nah, bro. I'm just saying, bro. Fuck all that.
So basically, OG doesn't use hand sanitizer. He doesn't have a gigantic bottle on his desk that he uses every time he touches money because he doesn't believe in germs.
Actually, I only use hand sanitizer that way, like when I fucking touch onions or some shit. Oh, I'm eating a fucking taco or some shit. Then I'm like, give me the hand sanitizer or I eat King Taco or something because you know your fucking hands smell like onion and shit. But other than that, like fucking, you know, I'll go wash my hands for. That's the only reason why I'll go wash my hands for, you know?
That's the only
smell
don't
that I can't stand. I'm like, bro, what the fuck is that shit?
The reason I said it is because you have a gigantic bottle of hand sanitizer you use while you do the count that I've seen you do.
No, you see? Okay, look at it. I don't know. No. That hand sanitizer is just there because it's there. I don't fucking be using it. Only, like I said, the only time I use it, if it's fucking like. I'll be honest with you. Sometimes I've gotten money and I'm like, what the fuck? This shit has blood on it. Then that's where I'm like, fuck no. I don't play that shit. You know what I mean? If I see blood on a bill or something, then I fucking go get the hand sanitizer and I'll fuck your man's because, you know, that's one thing. But other than that, fucking. Nice.
Shit. What do we got here? Nice.
New shit. Sick. So basically, where you have raw doggy door handles, he'll suck on them. He don't give a shit, bro.
Raw dog the door.
Raw dog the door.
Fuck
real?
It. I will. Let's do it.
I respect it. I'll fucking he stands by it too. He's not fucking.
Yesterday, when he walked in the theater, opened the door with his mouth. I watched him do it.
Bro, I mean, I don't know. That's the way I look at it. That the more you touch everything, the more everything you shit, your body gets more.
But this is the reason why I don't share joints with him anymore. Uh-huh. I don't trust this fool. Did you see last night when I hit the joint after he handed it to me? I did it like this. At the theater.
Because
he smokes weed with everybody.
We didn't see that.
He does this shit. Fucking wipes ash in his face. He does a bunch of shit, bro. Every time the Raiders play, he gets ash and he gets into the game, bro. I've seen it.
That's fucking bad.
Ash Sunday. Damn. OG's like wise, though. He knows things. Like when he. He's like, we're all microorganisms.
He's got no hygiene skills. He's wise.
No, but you know, you're right, bro. There's a lot of things that, I mean, that I've connected with since I was younger. And you know what I mean? And I'm not afraid, bro.
I'm not afraid.
Except you might get sick once a year, basically.
Twice or three times, bro. What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm telling you this. Right now, lately, just because this new COVID shit hit, now they're like, yeah, I've been now sick. Maybe once a year, I'll get it. Or you know, or fucking, yeah, some shit kicks in. But, I mean, nah, that's nothing, bro. I think when I was smaller, younger, I've gotten sick where fuck, bro. I shouldn't even be here. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
So, you know, get more sick. That's cool.
And now, I mean, now since I've gotten sick like that back in this, when I was younger, bro, fuck. It's like, it just doesn't faze me no more, you know?
Gosh, the horrible story that you went over on his first episode, I believe, in New Orleans voodoo.
That was even different. That was another type of sickness. But, I mean, even when I was younger, I've been through some shit where, like, goddamn, bro, I'm seeing shit throughout my house, and I'm fucking seeing these weird-ass shit, bro. And...
This is so good.
Just from fucking being, I don't know. I was sick and I'm seeing shit, like seeing shit.
Hallucinating.
Know? Yeah, hallucinating, bro.
What were you seeing,
Marty?
Fuck, bro. Everything you could imagine, bro. Every fucking character back in the days that you could think of, fucking shit, bro. Fucking Kermit the Frog, bro. Chilling right there in my fucking on my bed,
did they give you like strong medicine too, or you were just tripping off the sickness?
This is just my fucking what I'm seeing, like just what I'm visioning, and I'm seeing it, bro. It's real. It was real.
Did you have like a horrible fever?
You know what? Maybe not, bro. Because if I had fever, I know my mom would fucking put fucking my mom's mixing shit.
That's called an imagination. It's called imagination.
He could have been tripping out, though, if he had a bad fever or some shit.
You could just say imagination, sick. But no. But this shit was real, bro. I mean,
you're telling me you just spawned Kermit the Frog on your bed and just for you?
Oh, bro, more than that. Just a lot of different shit, bro. And I'm just like, what the fuck? What is all this shit going on in here? It gradually just changed and changed. Like, from seeing, characters, it changed to seeing other fucking type of fucking shit. Whoa. Now, as I got older, you know, everything just
changed. This fool forgot when he was a kid, he was also eating mushroom gummies. This is really what happened. He was eating mushroom gummies. He thought they were his Flintstone vitamins, and they were Flipstone vitamins. And he was getting shit-faced all the time. Mm-hmm. This fool telling me, I could see, when I was a kid, I used to see ghosts and shit. Not Kermit the Frog.
This happened once. I've literally seen, all these characters one day. In my room, everywhere, bro. Fucking in
sounds
my house.
Sick
throughout
as
my house.
Fuck.
In my
what are you talking about?
Everywhere, bro. It was just like, what the fuck? Like,
what happened?
Like,
what,
am I dreaming? And I wasn't dreaming, bro, because that's incredible. Shit. I literally remember fucking, going to my mom's room and waking her up and telling her, like, fuck. And I'm still looking. I'm like, don't you see it? She's just like, what are you talking about?
Oh, you were insane as a kid?
Huh?
You were crazy as a kid?
So, what was he doing, though? He's just sitting there fucking just like, what, OG?
Like, you know what?
Was he scary?
I mean, just crazy shit, bro. And I mean, I'm not saying fucking they were like talking to me. No, they were just there. And I'm like, fuck, am I tripping or what is this? You know what I mean? And, you know, now I would think, maybe I was dreaming. You know what I mean? But I'm like, fuck, no, I wasn't fucking dreaming, bro.
I could see if you're talking about ghosts, dead people, relatives. You're talking about fucking characters.
Yeah.
Is what's
you know, one time
like,
I seen
are you
characters.
Fucking with me?
No. Look, when I seen the character, I was just like, what the fuck is this? It's some kind of like, you know, but I was still young, bro. You gotta understand, I was fucking maybe like fucking 5-4 years old.
You ever seen the movie Donnie Darko?
You know what?
You ever seen some scary rabbits?
No. But I've seen some fucking shit, bro. You know what I mean? But I don't pay attention.
But hold on. So this was when you were sick?
Yeah. You know what?
Or just in general?
Like I said, yeah, they say fever. When you got fever so much, you could fucking...
Oh, wait, damn, so you had a fever?
If you had that much fever and you're seeing here shit, you fuck, I don't remember wait, fucking...
You had a fever when you were hallucinating all this?
No, I didn't, because I know that if I did have a fever, I would have fucking... My mom would have had me fucking with rags and fucking, you know, everything.
Sprite, 7-Up.
Yeah, because there was other moments when I had fever, fucking had me this, fucking potatoes and shit.
The potato shit fucking, don't work.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Well, yeah. You know, fucking back then they thought fucking... And all this shit works, so you know, yeah, you know, fucking, but now, you know, back then, no, I wasn't fucking, I didn't have no fever.
I'm
but
trying
I
to figure out this.
Wake up, and I'll be like, God damn, like, where in the fuck, where am I? You know what I mean?
So, when did it stop?
It might have stopped maybe fuck when I was like about six years old, 7 years old. It just changed, bro.
Like in a scary way, like they're fucking with you? Or like
no, that wouldn't even.
So nothing. Did you ever try to interact?
No, I would just like walk. It was like, bro, it's like if you were at Disneyland and you're going through a motherfucking, ride and shit like that.
It sounds so cool,
as I wake up and I'm looking, I'm like, what the fuck is all this shit?
Yeah. Bro?
That sounds like free walking, Disneyland tickets.
I'm walking to my parents' room and looking like, damn, this is a trip.
It's
then
like
I get in there and I'm like, Ben hey, Savage I go, movie. I can't sleep. I go, you know, what are all these fucking, what are all these things right here? My mom's like, shit, you're full of shit. So I'll just fucking go to sleep. You know what I mean? Like, fuck. But then I remember I'll be like, I'll look up and I'll be like, god damn, he's still there.
They're staring at you.
Fuck, what the fuck is that
Did
shit?
Did they look like people? In costumes from Disneyland, or do they look like the cartoons?
They look like the real fucking character, fucking shit, bro. It was
like Kermit was little, or he wasn't in a big costume.
No, it was like still the same little, same shit, staying at the edge of the bed, fucking just walking along. It's just some crazy shit, bro. I don't know. Maybe fucking, like I said, who knows? Maybe fucking.
I think this is kind of cool.
This is like Howie Mandel and Ben Savage lives under the bed.
Little
like,
monsters?
Yeah.
Or yeah, little monsters, right? Yeah.
Or, you know, maybe even my mind back then was just so fucking, you know what I mean? Because like I said, fuck, I could fucking, when I was young, bro, I could fucking find a pencil and a fucking something. I could, in my own head, I could make that shit into a character and I would just play with that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, all day.
Some certain toys and I could do, you know what I mean? So my mind was just fucking... Like, I would just fucking literally, I want to say fucking, it's just another level, bro, of thinking. I think at that age, your body, your soul is so pure that you know, you're allowed to see shit like that. You know what I mean? And after, I believe after you hit the real world and the cussing and all that shit comes in and you start seeing bad shit and all that, that's when fucking, you know, you kick into this fucking world, you know?
Yeah,
what I mean?
Hate that.
That's why, you know, I look at little kids. Still, you know, from certain age and down, those are little angels, you know what I mean?
For sure. I don't want my 4-year-old to stay where she's at so bad.
Like, oh, sure. Amy's so
she's
cool,
in her own
man.
Little universe of just
fuck
innocence.
Yeah, and that's the fucking, that's the best, bro.
She got to win on Fortnite.
I promise you that she sees shit that she's just not even telling you because she just don't even know how to explain to you. Just like I didn't know how to explain to my mom or nothing. Mm-hmm. And I just be like, fuck, trip out.
That's interesting to think about.
You know what I mean?
Goddamn.
Yeah, because it's just so pure, bro. The soul is so pure. This, once you hit this world of realness and everything, bro, it's just so evil here.
Mm. But one thing I don't understand is the characters. Like, I know we keep reiterating the same bullshit. I've said it like 6 times. I'm not going to keep saying it. Never mind. I'll stop. But that's wild. I wish I could have saw that shit.
That's
I wish Kermit was chilling in my room. Bro, are you kidding me? If Ren and Stimpy were just sitting there and be like, hey, man, can we... trying to hang out. Beat my sister up. Beat up my sister for me. That's what I would have been like. All these characters. Where's Donkey Kong? The fuck that? My sister's here. Go beat the shit out of her. Do something. Damn. I wish I had homies like that. Damn, we're still on this. Guys, the NFL playoffs are here. The wild card weekend is here. There's no better place to go than DraftKings Sportsbook. With the road to Super Bowl 57, DraftKings is ready to kick off the weekend. And you already know, they're official sports betting partner of the NFL. The Dope As Usual podcast has officially teamed up with DraftKings to bring you a brand new offer. Right now, every new customer that signs up and places a bet of $5 gets an automatic $200 to bet. All new and existing customers can get a no-sweat bet every single day of wild card weekend. Right now, even if your team loses this weekend, you get a free $10 back to bet. With deals like this, why would you bet anywhere else for the NFL? Come to DraftKings Sportsbook. As you guys know, the Packers suck this year and we're not making the playoffs. But right now, I'm really, really hoping that Marty's team, the Bills, make it all the way because it's been 2 seasons in a row, Marty, that it's been really close. So right now, guys, do us a favor from the Dope As Usual podcast. Go download DraftKings Sportsbook app. And when you do, use code YOLA and all new customers, remember, bet $5, get an automatic $200 to bet instantly. Guys, it's wild card weekend. Remember, go to DraftKings Sportsbook, download the app, use code YOLA. Bet $5, get an automatic $200. Plus, all new and existing customers, if you lose, even if your team loses, you get $10 back. This weekend only with DraftKings Sportsbook. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See notes for details.
I got some OG. I'm over to some OG. Dude, the OG that I got right now is fucking ridiculous.
I haven't seen good fucking OG from you.
Oh, you're going to see this one today.
2019.
Tonight.
You're going to drink a little bit?
I'll take a little sip.
Marty's been in public speaking. Now he's like, yo, let me get some. He's got to drive home full still.
You got to get through the bottle. Look at it.
He's got to go home still. Be careful.
You want to try it? You want to try it with the mineral water? It's very fucking.
I think I'd puke.
Really?
Yeah, just water down. I don't know.
No, I mean, I don't know unless you like it.
You gotta take it's like, I just write down
that hash. Bottle was full when we started the show, guys. OG doesn't drink. No, I'm just kidding. There was like three shots left. I'm just kidding. Like
three shots.
Yeah. It is like three episodes.
Yeah, it was.
That's not the same. It's not the same bottles.
Oh, this blueberry's crazy.
Yeah.
You want your water down or no? You good?
I'm good. Thank you.
Yeah, he's not soft. He doesn't need mineral water.
I'll fucking drink that whole bottle right now.
I'm going to start saying that. Yeah, I bet you couldn't clean my room right now. I bet you couldn't even clean my whole house, OG. Fucking weak ass. I bet you couldn't even scrub my whole floor right now. Could you clean this whole warehouse? I bet you couldn't. Could you do it? Do it. Let's see. I take the reverse psychology, OG. Man, you wouldn't even. I bet you couldn't even give me a whole pound. There's no way you could.
It's okay, guys.
Impossible.
It'd be impossible. You have to be, that already? It'd be too cool to do that.
Man.
Yeah, actually, no, I got some good. I got something good.
Now, he's got nothing
to say. I got some good. Oh, gee, what do you mean? That's what we're talking about. Oh, before we fucking started, we're back on, right?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah,
technically, yes.
I didn't know it was back on here.
I said, and we're back.
Oh, my bad. Shit.
If we're filming, yeah.
You don't pay attention to shit. It's amazing. I love it. Eat the rest of the hash gummy. You're not even driving. Here, Mindy's driving.
This fucking guy.
Mindy's driving.
Us, what? How much? 50? What?
They're 5 milligrams each. Yeah,
50 milligrams.
No, I said 15. If you eat them all.
15.
Oh. And look, it didn't even hit you.
It didn't even hit you. You what pooped you it out.
That's what that break was all about.
I don't know why it sounded so funny. I think into two little jabs. Pooped out a shark. Yo, this is the goofiest shit I ever thought. Real kid coming out. It's so stupid.
It's the new dopest promo. What happened?
Fuck. That's the goofiest shit ever. All right, let's get back onto the fucking show.
I can't ask him. Can't ask him a fucking serious question.
You know what sucks is you can't stop this right now. Everybody's just in your head. Imagine OG pooping out candy. And now everybody has seen it in their head.
That's cool. That's fucking you better stop fucking smoking that shit, boo. It's fucking up your head. It's eating your brain up.
Oh.
God damn.
Okay. So, how do you feel about... What the fuck was that?
Were you coming with your border patrol?
All right. Not yet. Back to where you at. Continue, Marty.
No. Hello. I already have somewhat of an idea, but you can elaborate on this. Where are you at with superstitious shit in your head? Counting numbers, knocking on wood.
Is that us?
I don't know. I think my phone was the first one falling.
Oh, it's over there. Right. Oh, it's fine. It's fine. I thought something was falling off our shit. Okay. Sorry. Go.
All right. So overall, superstitious shit going on in your head. Knocking on wood. Counting numbers, even odd numbers. And
yeah. All day.
You want to know how much of a white girl OG is? He drinks wine, Starbucks, and he carries crystals.
Take out the fucking Starbucks. I'm not a Starbucks person.
He drinks hella teas and coffees from Starbucks. No, sorry, Pete's coffee.
I don't fuck with Starbucks.
Pete's coffee. No, where do you go? I don't
fuck with Starbucks.
I see you every Sunday morning on your drives with a cup in your hand driving.
That's
FaceTiming
my,
me.
That's my beer.
I don't know how you hold.
That's my beer.
Never mind. He's not driving. Let's not say OG was just driving. Let's say he was parked. Fucking asshole. Every fucking Sunday, he's like, you know what, Sunday? I feel fancy. I'm going to sippy cup it today. Every Sunday. Yeah. No, that's my
me.
Beer.
You know what? That's me. I'm like, so what I'll do is on Sunday, I'll wake up, I'll get a beer. I mean, I'm not drunk driving. You know, I'll tell you that now. Don't fucking
stop. Speaking about the whole thing.
Listen to this. What I'll do is I'll drink a beer while I'm waiting to where I go have breakfast. And I have breakfast literally not even a fucking mile away from my house. So stop at the store, grab a beer. I'll pour it in my cup. So, you know, fucking having a cup, get to a fucking place, have breakfast, and boom, done. But I always have, you know, I have my beer while I'm going over there because What am I going to do? I'm going to fucking chug a whole fucking, look like I'm chugging a fucking 32 ounce
in the driveway before you walk in?
Yeah, yeah, you know what I mean? So usually where I get to a spot where I'm going to have breakfast, then I chug it right there in the parking lot, then I go inside.
And
have
eat?
Breakfast, yeah, you know, and that's it. I'm done drinking, you know what I mean?
I forgot just this for my was Sunday, before just, breakfast.
Bro, I'm sorry, but this is the shit that you don't see in Buffalo. This is the shit you don't see.
What do you
when
mean?
He's hungover and fucked up, he mixes Kalamata and a Budweiser or whatever the fuck he drinks. And I feel better. No, you don't feel better. You just get fucked up again and forgot that you felt like shit.
And I feel better. The feeling like shit.
Okay. All right. I take it all back. You're right. You do feel better.
You can spend a whole morning throwing up and feeling sick in the stomach. You just pile that fucking beer.
Or you
and
can just become an alcoholic.
Get fucked up again, but you don't fucking feel that. You know, then later on, you gradually just stop drinking and it just goes away.
That sounds like methadone clinic, but at home.
Yeah.
Sounds like you got a problem.
Alcohol as medicine for the alcohol. Goddamn.
Did you hear what I'm saying? You got a problem.
Hey, I'm not going to say a problem, but you know, fucking, I like to fucking drink here and there.
Uh-huh.
On the weekend.
You should be a Bills fan.
Yeah, you should be. He breaks tables. At casinos.
This fucking guy.
So what's up? You superstitious or what? You knocking on wood? You breaking wood tables?
Yeah, fuck yeah. For sure. Always, bro. I'm a fucking...
What kind of crystals?
What kind of number shit do you got going on? Are you like counting even and odd numbers? Of
everywhere, bro. Everywhere I go. Any number that appears to me, any number that's in front, license plates, everything, I go by all that.
But does it...
It's what I'm thinking. Not if I just see a license plate and I see a number, like, you know, but my thoughts are not where I'm, what I'm, whatever I'm thinking, and I see that number, it's nothing.
Hey, do me a favor. Only put that mic
I'm,
in front of
only
you.
Only if I'm...
there you go. There you go.
If I'm thinking about something in my head or trying to, you know, do some shit or mm-hmm. you know, just whatever, and I see numbers, then I get my answers back like that.
Like, sometimes I'll have it where I'm thinking about a specific number, and then they say it at the same time of the shit that I'm listening to.
All the time.
Oh, is that what you're talking about?
Dude,
no, you're talking about seeing license plates and the certain numbers. Like, cool, I saw the certain number and it didn't matter. But if he's thinking of something, looks up and goes, oh my God, it's right in fucking front of me, then it matters. Mm. Signs are around all day, but do they matter to you? I see signs on the freeway, but that's not my fucking exit.
Yeah.
Like, fuck that sign. That's basically the way I think about it.
Yeah.
No, I mean, shit, same shit here. You know what I mean? It's just, it depends what I'm doing, like where my thoughts are at the moment. Then that's when I'll start looking at numbers and shit. If I get them in front of me, then I know, okay, that's a sign, and I already know what usually some numbers mean.
Do you believe in, like, numerology and shit? You seem like somebody that...
Yeah.
So what does that mean to you?
Well, shit, that means a lot to me. That tells me a lot who I was in my past life.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And, like, you know, who I was, like, back then, you know, I believe that we all been... I mean, everybody that's, like, all of us in this room, I believe that we've been somehow in our past life. We've interacted together.
Somehow.
We've worked together somehow. Mm-hmm. And now we're still brought back to this place, but in just different forms now. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And our next life, it's going to be a whole different form again. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that's
not
the way
even
I
people.
Think.
Maybe was, not.
No.
Maybe, yeah.
No, I feel that everybody that comes into your life is somebody that was in your past life.
Mm.
In your other life that you...
Oh, for sure. I feel I met and know people that I've met in past lives, like Rosie's grandpa. Yeah. Fuck.
For sure.
Bro, come on. Well, you know, have that same dream over and over and over. Get fuck out of here. For sure.
I mean,
and maybe it was like, yo, you did such a good deed. When you reincarnate, you're going to smoke weed for a living or something. You're like, yo, me saving that kid in the 40s. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what it is because I think of shit like that all the time. Mm-hmm. What did I do in a past
even,
life?
Yeah,
even in your past life,
awesome
you,
life.
Yeah. In your past life, they might even be, they were probably even enemies of yours.
Mm-hmm.
And now in this life, different they're context. Not. They're there. But, mm-hmm. but they still play the same role. Mm. You know what I mean?
It's like a Call of Duty lobby.
It's like it's still an enemy, but it's an undercover enemy. But he's here. You know what I mean?
Damn! That fool looked at me from his glasses.
Fuck out of here!
You know I know we mean? Can't
but,
tell.
They're I mean, shit. Fuck. That's just the way I look at it, like that. You know, what I mean? I look at shit like that. You know what I mean?
So, anybody on there? Just so I can keep stay track.
Yeah, one time.
Anybody who comes in your life, that's the universe brings everybody back into your life. Another.
Yeah. All the time.
All the time.
There's sometimes where I feel
you don't
like
mean nobody for no reason.
There'll be like aha moments where you'll get a synchronicity like that where it's like, I'm fucking thinking about something so specific and it just popped up in what I'm listening to or saw. And I just take that as like, you're in the right place. You're doing the right thing. Just keep doing what you're doing. That's just how, you know, I let that, because sometimes it's just like, what the fuck? I'm talking about maybe 2-3 times a year.
Do you ever have like these fucked up thoughts and you're like, what the fuck am I thinking?
Of course.
You know,
all day,
mean?
Every day.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
In what context? So like fucked up shit. As a general.
Yeah, just no, like a like, fuck, just fucked up thoughts, general of anything. Just like yeah. Fuck, bro.
Can you roll that joint?
You know, just shit that you just yeah. Don't want to happen.
Of course, I think I consider worst case scenario.
Or like, oh shit, like today's the day lot. You're gonna die.
Uh-huh.
Jesus you know Christ. Mean?
Yeah, worst case scenario. Can you I roll do that all the time. Like it's almost my OS. It's almost
right.
Just
or ran. Today that fucking today's the day that I gotta look out for fucking nope. This. You know over what I mean? There.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you know shit like that. You know.
Yeah.
Sorry, I forgot.
Just some fucking, yeah. You know what I mean?
I think about shit like that, and then I scale it back to just, like, being grateful for just having
a exactly, good bro.
Think about that.
Oh, yeah, no, for yeah. Sure. No, I mean, what you just got to do, I mean, because that's not really actual signal you send out, you know what I mean? It's more just like a thought.
Yeah, there's a difference between like an intention and just a random yeah. Thought that keeps fucking popping
you know,
up.
Yeah, exactly. That's why, you know, sometimes, you know, people fuck up and... What they do is they mistaken their thoughts with their what they're sending out, and they send it out instead of, you know, they think it's a thought, but no, you're actually sending that shit out.
That's why I always tell motherfuckers that I know when they get all negative and start talking shit and being dicks or being, it's like, bro, yeah. You have no idea that you're doing it again. It's going to happen again mm-hmm. And keep happening, all the negative bullshit, because all you do is talk about other people and how they're fucking up when you're not yeah, doing anything sure. About yourself.
When they said last night, there was a little girl that Mr. Beast, like, they did this thing, this, like, charity act during the show. When they said she was, like, 15, she's been battling cancer since she was 2.
Oh.
I was like,
that's yes. Fucking, that changed that. Everything, right? I was all like, what the fuck? Ooh.
So the girl was in a wheelchair, and they brought her up and donated to her family and stuff. But just when I thought about that, like... Damn, like, just circumstances like that. That you
do it into the mic loud avoid. As fuck while Marty's talking.
That's his trademark move with this shit.
Jesus Christ! Marty's all sincere, moment talking to the little girl. Fucking girl, oh my God!
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's like a soundboard. That was emphasis for how nice it was.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
God damn. It was like some symbols.
He's fucking the symbols.
Yeah, but thank no, that you. Was some fucked up shit, though, right?
No, bro, multiple. Just grind up a little bit.
Yeah.
The hell's mad at you?
Yeah.
Chris Tucker strain.
And like, also.
You want me to roll up a few joints?
No,
roll
there's
one so we can share it.
I don't want to smoke
the
joints you smoke.
You want to smoke
after you hit my mom? You know. I wipe it.
Motherfucker, just because
I don't trust him. You hear his germaphobe shit? He fucking licks the ground at Subways and shit.
Those are good mic crumbs down there.
Live longer.
No, bro, we were in Vegas on the strip. His feet were planted. He put his chest on the ground and just slid across the ground. It's dirty as shit. This was hella dirty.
Penguin slid down the strip.
Penguin slid. He ran and it slid on his foot. As long as he could.
Just with his tongue out.
Yo, this whole time now, people are imagining you shitting whole candies. People imagine you sprinting and sliding on your stomach down the street. That's funny as fuck. And by the way, OG's got hella weird ass tattoos too. So now you can think of, you should post that.
Weird tattoos.
You have a gigantic octopus coming across your chest. What are you talking about?
That's a fucking multitasking motherfucking octopus.
You don't multitask though.
Bro,
I can't talk to you while you're playing a game. This is the epitome of not multitasking. What's up, bro? No, I'm just playing the Call of Duty. What's up? What's going on? No, you don't speak. What's up, Yodi?
You know what? It's because look it. I'm talking back in my days, like, you know, when I first had my kids and shit, and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I used to fucking I was a supervisor at a dock. I was a fucking, I was a pool man, fucking to have my own pool route. And I fucking sold weed. So I had 3 motherfucking jobs in 1 fucking day.
Okay.
That's not multitasking. You know what I mean? Multitasking is doing multiple things at once.
Exactly.
You're so not cleaning the pools, bro, and fucking weighing up sacks. No, bro.
I'm cleaning my fucking pools and pools. People are pulling up already at the houses that they know I'm there. I'm already back. Here you go.
You are multitasking.
Okay, you are multitasking.
You know what I mean? Exactly. I'm fucking, then I pull up to my job and then people are coming in there asking for an application where they're just there to pick up weed. Yeah. You know, the fucking secretary's like, damn, you know, we ran out of like 80 applications today. And it was was people just going into my fucking job, picking weed up and asking for an application
to get that multi-task force out there.
Some fucking shit like that.
You know what?
So that's why I got
you are right. That is multitasking.
Just fucking.
But how about
this?
Is
that literally what? Hold on. Just you have a literal octopus tattoo.
It's across his whole fucking chest.
No, I got one across right here.
The thing is, the octopus's face is Danny Trejo. It's a whole octopus. Danny Trejo face and hair. Remember his head on the tortoise in Breaking Bad? Like that. Oh. Yeah, that. Except it's an octopus. Fucking callbacks. Oh, God, love it. That was today.
That was good.
That was today. Woo. I'm not that high. Far. Maybe that's why.
Yeah, but you know, that's what it was that, you know, that's why I got the octopus for. You know, because
that's a cool concept.
I literally felt like the moment I left my house to go fucking, you know, to do my pools, because that was my first thing I would go do.
Busy.
Like, fucking, it was just like, fuck, bro. The day went so quick because fucking just, I'll tell you right now, I would break down maybe about 2 pounds in fucking one day.
Get the fuck out of here. How, sure. But what increments are they going out in? Just like,
bro, know. Half ounces, ounces, mm-hmm. fucking, even eighths, even fucking eighths.
The best to sell.
Hold on,
bro.
But you're doing pools at houses.
Yeah.
So you got.
And this was all like Friendly Hills, all the way fucking La Habra, fucking Orange County, Anaheim Hills. You know what I mean? And you know that's where all my peeps were at too. You know what I mean? Everybody like, oh fuck, could you bring me 2 ounces tomorrow? Could you bring me an ounce tomorrow? Could you? Next thing you know, even some of my pool customers, I would make them my fucking customers.
It's pretty sick.
Well, I would do about 38 pools, almost 40 pools a day.
God damn.
What? Now you're telling me you're cleaning 40 pools a day? Roll that joint and stop lying.
40 pools a fucking day,
man. No, man.
Roll that hybrid ass weed that you said was an OG. I can tell from the bottom of that weed that structure is not OG fully.
Fuck here.
Stop. Turn the nug on the bottom. Look at that. Give me the other nug. Let me see that.
What?
Look at the bottom of the nug. Throw it.
Yes.
You're going to tell me right now that this is the fire OG that you're saying? Or is this the nugs that you brought out of there?
What?
That's out of that jar, right?
No, this is the nug he brought out of his bag.
Oh.
Yeah.
This is different weed. I can see by the
structure. Oh, yeah. No, this is not the one you had right
there. No, it's not the one. Yo, I've never done this. Let me see if I can flick this motherfucker.
This is a whole new sport football. Right here.
Come on. Come on. Do it. Do it. Do it.
You're not going
to. Go like this. Go like this. Come on. Come on. Just do it real quick while we're on the show. We're not doing it. This is a loose episode. That's a loose episode. We were all really fucked up from the TED Talk. I'm like, oh my God, we didn't do an episode yet. We've been so busy. Like, OG, come over here, fool. Let's talk about your Danny Trejo tattoo. All OG's tattoos mean something. And he carries crystals. I'm pretty sure his name's Becky. At this point, your name is Becky OG.
Fuck out of here.
Can you put your fucking fingers up so I can score? Come on. Just because the Raiders can't kick, let me fucking try. Give me one. Let me do one.
Oh, you want to do that? You still want to fucking do that?
I've been saying it. I've said it 40 fucking times.
High level
shit. Oh, you want it. Right. Oh, you want to do that. Come on, just one. One little time.
No,
just
put your hands up. The fucking
if you
gotta catch it with your teeth, no, like
yeah, right.
That's with the Matrix.
No, if you pull out your fingers farther, I can make it. Come on, it's either that or it's gonna hit you randomly when you're rolling the joint.
I don't think it's gonna make it, man.
All right, let me see if I can hit you in the face then.
No,
then put your fingers out. Come on, real quick. Real quick. All right, then put your hands out. I'll make it. That was
a good shot.
That was a good shot.
If the field goal was up, you would. That
if he would have cared, we would. Ooh, that smells delicious.
This is amazing. This is like a treat right here. This blueberry is going crazy. Yeah.
Hey.
Oh, hey. Yeah, shit, yeah.
Hey, you. Man. Thanks for rolling that joint. By the way, OG telling you doing 40 pulls a day. I really did those pull-ups last episode. That's the same as me. I did those pull-ups last episode. I really did them.
No, you did. Yeah, you're busting out like 40, 50 a fucking
I'll
minute.
Tell you
at that
fucking
rate.
Bullshit aside, I would do 40 pulls a day. And so I would always take somebody with me, right, to help me. Like, I would take
Somebody else did it.
I would pay, you know, I would pay one of my helpers all the time. I would take somebody. I'll take either my little nephew, or I'll take my, you know, my compadre, or I'll take my fucking, my, you know, my cousin or someone.
He pointed at me. my cousin.
Nah. So, you know, fucking, we just fucking do the pools, and we would You would say, fuck that it. Microphone. Today it's going to be in and out service.
That microphone.
That means we're going to go. Doing it. We're going in and we're going fucking out and fucking quick.
So you didn't clean the pool?
No. Fuck yeah. No.
Do me a favor. Move that microphone in front of you. There you go.
We would still fucking do the pool, but it was fucking, we would do it fucking fast, bro. Fast and quick. Get the fuck
out. Quick little skim.
Yeah. So basically you would do a shit job so you could sell weed faster. And you made your little.
You went there, sold the sack, and fucking left. Is what he's saying.
Still leaves floating around. You never did shit. You had a pool, man.
No, you know what? I would do pools fucking like from eight in the morning. No, from 7 a.m. to 2 o'clock in the afternoon. 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Go back home, fucking re up, get more weed. Go to my second job.
At the unloading shit?
Yeah.
Where you guys were stealing so much that they put cameras in to see who was stealing and then you all got fired?
No.
That was a different place?
Yeah, no, actually. Because
that story is hilarious.
Which one was it?
You tell me, motherfucker. Which place you get fired from?
I went through a few.
Fucking Craig.
A few docks. That's what I'm saying. Which dock did I tell you? Which one was
it? Damn. I wish to get all the new friends. Yo, can I tell the story real quick?
Go.
You know what? No. I want you. Tell me the story of why you got fired for sweaters.
Oh,
you tell me the shit recently. Oh, it's a sitcom. Can you just say it? Butt roll.
So we were all coming up. Everybody's coming up in this company, bro. It was fucking. There's Nike sweaters and shit, and we all got Nike sweaters and fucking. Next thing you know, they say, "Hey, we just opened up a new company in Fontana. Do you guys want to go down there?" Fucking work over there. You guys actually gonna be lead men, fucking managers, whatever. Right? So we're like, fuck, you know, yeah, let's go. Okay, you guys have an interview. You guys have an interview tomorrow, you know, at fucking 9 a.m. So we're like, all right, cool. Well, we all fucking met up over there at 9 a.m. and we're all fucking wearing the same fucking Nike sweater.
This motherfucker left off 92% of the story.
Everybody fucking
all he did was tell you what happened at the end. You have no idea why he was there, what he was doing. My God.
All right, well, before that, we were coming up on sweat. We were coming up on fucking...
They were stealing shit from the dock.
Yeah, we were working at a dock, so fucking, hey, we were coming up. Fucking, we had sweaters, we had jerseys, we had anything you want, bro. Fucking good shit. Everything. Fucking everything that went to... So we got these fucking sweaters, and we're like, fuck it. Next thing you know, we're like, you know what? We're supposed to take these sweaters, because these sweaters were like very expensive, like maybe $120. So we took a few for us, and then fucking the rest were like, you know what? Fuck that, you know, I can't take them. I'm not going to take them. So I tell this guy, you know what? Go throw them in the trash. Just because, you know, you don't want to fucking leave no evidence around. Mm-hmm. This guy threw them back in the trailer, send the trailer off to Fontana where we're going to go get a job in the next few weeks. We're not thinking about it. So, you know, supervisor, the manager or whatever, the regional, fucking the boss over there, fucking, he gets his fucking trailer with sweaters that were open and like, okay, cool. Well, now we get offered these positions to go back over there to run shit over there. We're like, fuck it. Well, nobody even knows, but we all fucking, it was a cold fucking morning. We all fucking pull up to the fucking parking lot. We all get off with the same fucking sweater, bro. Everybody's wearing the same fucking sweater.
God.
Fucking manager, fucking supervisor fucking spots it out right away as we're, fools were trying to change the sweaters and shit.
I appreciate the effort.
This fucking
guy. Even the second swing at that. You still have so many. I still don't know what happened. Can I just... Oh, my God. I hate you all so right, much. Hold on. Oh, my God.
They were stealing so much stuff.
They were stealing so much. They set up cameras. OG and his friends stole...
Well, no, that's another spot. That's another spot. Oh, God.
OG
that's
was stealing why. So much shit that they had to investigate on who was stealing all the Nike sweaters. And instead, they promoted these guys because, like, we got to filter out these people. These are our good guys. They sent them to the new spot. And they kept trying to figure it out. And they all wore the same fucking stolen Nike sweater on the same day to their interview. God. And they all go, are those the sweaters that we're looking for? You guys are fucking fired. And that's what happened. I'm going to fucking box you.
Now I understand.
Now you get it. Thank you. Fuck. This was our TED Talk. That was actually my speech from TED Talk. And then he fucking stole the sweaters.
Cut to OG fucking firing people and shit for stealing now.
Oh, shit. I didn't think about
watching the cameras.
He watches cameras all day to find weasel tits. He's finding himself. That's why he knows so well.
He's a fucking expert.
Yeah, you're like Ocean's fucking dress. Yo, that joint finally got lit. That's crazy.
We used to come up.
Pass it. Don't just leave it there.
We used to come up pretty sick, bro. Back in the day.
Hold on, sorry.
Nah.
You're going to leave the joint there burning and there's another joint? Can you pass the other one?
That's like some shit from the movies.
No, that's all you, bro. No, I wouldn't advise smoking with OG. No, be careful.
You're good, my boy.
Oh, no. It's to his lips.
No, you're my boy.
It's to his lips. Marty's infected. Marty's shoes just turned into Cortez's.
He's wearing a goatee lip.
It's growing. It's growing. Yeah, you got to do that. Then go. Let's take a shot, Brody. Damn. Oh, my God. Your socks are getting higher by the minute. It's like Spider-Man. If you smoke off an OG joint, it's like getting bit by a radioactive spider. Oh my God, that's a really good fucking bit. I wish we had like graphic people to do that. That's pretty fucking funny. I hit it. Pro Club's tag sticks out.
Well, you got a Pro Club on right now, mijo.
I know. That's why I did that. Shit. Like in Space Jam when they all the spice go.
Pro Club's gonna hit you up tomorrow for morning.
And it's getting close on immediately.
They're gonna hit you up tomorrow morning. Oh my
God.
That's it.
That is fucking amazing. I love every piece of that. Where are we at?
Oh my God.
1:30. We're trying to do an hour and a half because we have to. I'm sorry. Marty has to edit this in less than a day.
Oh, really?
His TED Talk fucked us. Not fucked us. Fucked us up as like in workflow. 4 or 5 days straight. We didn't do anything but it. So we didn't do a podcast. We were going to do this one on Wednesday.
I'm proud of that fucking speech. I can't wait for you guys to hear that fucking
speech. Yeah, I'm stoked. But also, we learned a lot about OG. A lot today.
What you learn about?
We learned that you have live, laugh, love deep inside of you, but you just won't let it out.
Yeah.
Your live, laugh, love is covered by a Mexican flag. That's nice. Yo, if you imagine OG did his own podcast, like Bill Burr does, there's a comedian OG named Bill Burr. He goes in his basement, Monday morning podcast, goes in his basement, no camera, and just talks into the microphone for like an hour every Monday. That's it. About what the fuck's on his mind. And half of it's like, you know, fuck this. And half of it, he's just so upset.
Right?
Could you imagine OG's Monday morning podcast? You know, man, just get out there, stop being a little fucking bitch, and start weasel titsing around with your life. That'd be kind of hard. That'd be sick.
You got to have it be like he doesn't know it's recording and he's just bitching about shit and ranting.
Yeah. Did you notice this whole episode? You've been turned away from the camera the whole fucking time. Thanks for that. It's going to be great to edit together. I'm sorry, Marty.
He's talking right into this fucking one that keeps dying.
Okay, that's perfect. So we can't get any of the angles of you. It's so sick. But besides that, you didn't get all weird and get all shy and fucking up this episode. I know, but the mic's so far from me. That's the only thing. Bring it to you.
Hola.
There you go. There you go. It moves. It moves. Did you guys steal these?
No, hell no. They probably didn't have these back then.
They did.
It was back in 2004.
So, damn, I'm sorry. That's crazy. We learned a lot about him. Mm-hmm. He finds these thieves because he's looking for himself. He's looking for his former self. Like, I know what you're doing, bro.
Deep.
I used to do that shit.
I'm looking for myself.
That's crazy. You're finding yourself.
This is going to be his fucking TED Talk.
No, I found myself. And he had gotten away for it with 6 pounds already. So I knew what I had to do. I had to beat the shit out of him.
God damn.
No words?
But no, yeah, shit. So that's why I have the octopus. Back to my octopus.
Wow.
Look, he's a fucking pro these days.
And then he touched his own tattoo.
Multitasking.
I love it.
Days. And don't get me wrong, shit. At any moment, I could always do what I always do. You know what I mean? I could always fucking multitask. There's no...
But you're not meant to. As you get older, you're meant to like earn more and do less. At least that's what you want.
Yeah, but you know what? If you really think about it, it doesn't stop, bro. Multitasking never stops. Just like him, you, no matter what, you guys might. I don't know if you guys don't see it, but you guys are multitasking, bro. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
Because what are you doing? You're with your family, your kid. You're being a father, a husband. You know, you're working.
Yeah.
Damn, you're trying to fucking, you know, do fucking.
Marty's a bus driver world, you know? During the day. It's a
fucking multitasking world, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for damn so sure. Very
that's
true.
That's the way I look at it, you know? That's why I got an octopus, you know what I mean? Fucking.
I like that.
I feel that we all are, you know? We all are octopuses in one way or another. Uh-huh. You know
symbolic. I
mean? That was one of them. And then the other one is just, you know, the octopus is just, you know, it's one of the smartest creatures.
I was going to say that.
In the ocean, you know what I mean? And the way he catches his prey and shit. You know, he's a fool.
He's a fool. Yo, speaking of the ocean, next question.
Okay. If you had to solo, pick one, deep sea cave diving or skydiving?
If you had to do it.
Alone.
Alone.
I would say
and you're deep forced. Sea. You'd rather deep sea?
Yeah.
Wow, it's the first time we've heard that.
The sea doesn't scare
me. It's
the
anomaly.
The ocean don't scare you? Are you fucking serious?
I can go in there. I go in there. I do it all the time.
Mm-mm.
I'll go in there.
No problem?
No. No problem.
You're just, you're good. He's good with like just, the, he's one. It. Like yeah, he doesn't.
I don't sweat no.
He just doesn't care about sharks.
But that's what that means though. If I get bit by a shark, I get bit.
Sharks don't worry me. I mean, sharks, it's like getting bit by a shark. That's one in a million, right? It's like a fucking in a plane crash. Mm. But you know, you're more bound to get in a car accident and die there than fucking get bit by a shark.
Damn, your odds thing, you're really sticking to it.
Yeah, well.
Because that sucks. You know, when people tell me that all day, you're more likely to crash on the way. But I'm driving the car. If I, at least I'll be mad at myself. The pilot, like, hey, man, you having a bad day?
Mm-hmm.
Took it out on us? Fuck you.
But it's very rare.
Yeah, it's very rare, but I don't want to be on that very rare flight.
I mean, it's, I look at it like this. To me, I look at it like this. It's a fucking, it, if that's what it is, bro, it's a fucking, it's a ticket, bro. You fucking win that golden ticket to your next life, and which is going to be amazing and better than this life.
Mm.
So, shit.
If that's let's not what it drive is, with OG no more.
You know what I mean?
Let's not get in the car with this fucking dude. If it's our time, it's our time, Brody. Red light, fuck a red light.
You know what I mean? You just Becky. Got, I mean, shit, Becky. That's just.
I feel you. Yeah.
Whether if it's a plane crash that's going to happen, or it's that accident that's going to happen, or it's going to be that guy that's going to shoot you, that's the way, that's your exit out of this life, bro. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
No big.
Thank you. Not all three of you shaking your head going, no. But it's okay. That's well, what whatever you think, it is, bro. Think.
I think where they think, I mean, like they say, we're all going to die, right? I mean, shit, we're no matter where, we can never run from that shit. It's
you
all,
just don't want to worry.
We can avoid the shit.
Because the opposite of that course, is
you
worrying.
Can, you know, but even though, regardless, it's still there, and we all don't know how it's going to
this fool dies first in Final Destination.
In this world, we don't know. Right?
He just doesn't dodge the brick falling.
I'm just saying, you know, living in this world, you don't know, bro. It's fucking, you know, it's a fucking, it's like, tell me, when you decide to go put gas, sometimes you think about, oh, shit, you know, you think ahead before you get to that gas station. You're already thinking what could happen or what you should do in case something happens.
Of course.
You know what I mean? So it's the same shit, bro. And if it's going to happen, it's going to fucking happen. Mm-hmm. There's times where you're probably putting gas, you're like, fuck, bro, right now easily somebody could just fucking rob my ass. And you know what I mean? And it could fucking happen. So it's there, bro. It's just, it's there.
Mm-hmm.
You can't run from that.
You could literally run from it.
No, you can dodge it, what you're saying, right? You can dodge
shit. He's talking about worrying about things.
I'm just saying, why worry about it? I don't
know.
It is what it is.
That's fucking wild from you telling me not to worry when I was going to Vegas. You're like, you ain't strapped. You ain't bringing nothing. You want me to ride with you? I'm like, I'm just driving to Las Vegas. And you're saying not to worry.
I'm saying because I know the type of world. That's why, like I said, like I told him, even though we're going to Vegas, shit, I like to still bring my shit with me, you know? Fucking doesn't
not
matter.
Not that, fool. I'm saying in general, like, you worry all the time.
It's not that I worry about, but I take my precautions.
Thank you. You take precautions.
But at the point when it comes down, I'm not going to be fucking, oh, shit, nah, it is what it is.
Are you saying you wouldn't be scared to go deep sea cave diving, though, at all?
No, not at all. No.
No
I've
problem.
I mean, I jumped in the beach fucking at night.
Different.
You know what I mean?
Different.
And you know, you can't see nothing. You can't see that. You know, even at daytime, you can't see nothing, you know?
Oh, hell. I honestly, you got to pay me at least
so much.
1.5 in cash to get in the fucking ocean at night. I'm not getting under enough or less than that.
It's not like it's just sharks. It's so much shit.
It's everything on earth that could be under there. Right now, thinking of being in fucking darkness with water, I feel like a little kid that's about to get jumped. Like, no, I'm just going to get jumped.
The water itself
will. I'm just going to curl up and drown, bro.
The temperature of the water will kill
you. Even in GTA under the water, I fucking can't do it. I can't do the POV view. I can't. Really? It fucks me up, dude. I don't know what it is. I can't do the underwater shit.
That's crazy some past life shit.
Heights get me like that when I see people fucking.
Same with heights.
Just seen a video of someone in heights, it gets me like a little, oh, what the fuck? What are we at? But, I mean, not that a fucking jumping off a plane wouldn't interest me. I mean, shit, I would love to do that. That's, I think.
Wait, you would?
That either?
Yeah, I
would. You would do that?
Yeah.
I'm learning all these new things that I talked to him before, and he's like, no, hell no, Brody.
I never thought he was like this.
Are you doing opposite day on me today?
No, actually, I would jump off a plane. Why not? Fuck, it sounds like fucking.
Why not?
You gotta do that.
You gotta I think that. He's fucking trolling. Sounds like a vlog today, bro. I think I gotta be honest. I think he's fucking with us.
I mean, seriously, you gotta, bro. What the fuck?
Have you ever done any extreme shit like this that we don't know about?
No, I mean, shit, I mean, well, I jumped been in the ocean and shit like that. Yeah, I've done that. That's fucking, I've never been afraid of
extreme,
that.
Extreme, man.
But, I mean, well, I mean, because
you said, jumped out of an airplane? I never jumped out of an airplane. Have you bungee jumped?
Bungee jump? Nope, neither.
Oh, do you go on those big-ass rides that drop?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, you fuck do?
Yeah,
you fuck with that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I can't fuck with that.
I could do roller coasters. I do roller coasters all the time.
He doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah, he
don't care. He don't care about germs. He don't care about the ocean or the environment.
He's one with the fucking environment.
Yeah. I'm cool with the environment. I don't fuck with the environment.
You mean you don't fuck with it, or like you don't do bad? Like you don't fuck with
it. Like you don't step on ants.
I don't kill bugs.
I don't fuck with ants.
Oh, can I tell you some shit that happened? Real quick. I was at my mom's. And I looked down at the toilet, and there's three ants walking by. And I was all, ugh, get away. But I'm not going to kill bugs. And right when I was about to go, I stopped. There was an ant and another ant following it, and the ant in front of it was holding its homie that was like busted in half. An ant was like broken, but you could see his legs moving, and he was holding him, carrying his ass off like some war movie shit. And I picked him up on a paper towel and I put him outside. I'm like, yo, you guys are taking your homie back to the fucking home. Oh, I probably should have let him go. They'll make their way back. I just didn't want people to step on him. Yeah. But dude, it's like a war movie.
God damn.
It was fucking insane, actually.
Oof. Crazy, huh?
Yeah, anyway.
Mm-hmm. It's a world. It's a different world.
Of course. I've seen Bug's life.
I told you I saved a little lizard's life once, right? From a spider. That shit was traumatic.
Oh, yeah. You can't eat around. You can't get it somewhere else, spider.
Yeah.
Fuck sorry, that. Bro. I wet the shit out of spiders. Fuck you, spider.
Uh-huh. Dude, no, they fools. Gotta eat.
I know That's they gotta even eat over there.
Yeah, no. As long
do you
as
have you have a spider tattooed on you,
as long as you don't fuck with it, it's cool.
Do you have a spider tattooed on you or no?
That's their world, huh?
Do you have a tattoo spider?
Double elbows.
No.
Elbows up, side to side. Elbows up. When I met him, that's what was playing. When I met him, he was doing this, and he walked up to me, and he was elbows up. It's Lean Like a Cholo song, Marty. I don't know if you know that one.
Yeah. No. I have a. I have a dragon and I have a
oh, that is a dragon, huh?
I have a dragon on this.
He has my name too. My middle name.
Did you see the new Avatar?
Actually, no, I haven't. I've been wanting to see it, but fuck, I haven't been.
Make sure you got fucking 3 hours,
4 hours. Make sure you got 10 hours.
Yeah, that's why I haven't watched it because fuck, what
I don't want to about the time, like, spoiler it, but it could have been about fucking half of what it was.
Elbows up.
They didn't enter the water until 2 hours in, that bitch.
Oh shit, really?
I was offended how fucking long it was. Like, I do not need to be here this fucking long.
I was offended by how long it was the best thing you could have said. Oh, I'm offended that you made me say this.
Yeah, when I heard about fucking how long it was, I was actually going to go watch it. And then when I found out how long it was, I was like, maybe not.
Like, yo, I just want to point it out real quick.
It's a little too much.
We all just started talking this episode. Good job. We didn't sit here and go like, all right, so these stories and that story. We just kind of let it go.
Yeah.
This is a good one. And this fool's not sitting here all nervous because we're not questioning him.
No, he's a vet.
This is better. This is your fourth time on here?
Is it?
I don't know.
I want to say fourth. This fool doesn't watch any of his episodes. He does. I have to tell him on our most popular episodes, he has two or three in the top 10.
He's the most returning guest of all time.
I don't and he don't even watch him, little jerk.
I'm not no one special.
He's a pro.
I'm
not no one special. At least as he levitates. Right? I'm not no one special, man. Walks on water. It's just, I'm just me being me. Turns this back into a
teleports.
Yeah. Oh, teleports over there. Refreshes our camera. Fucking charges it up. I ain't nobody special, man.
Touches it and charges.
It edits our whole podcast. That's you. I like your Grove Street hat.
Yeah, it is.
I like it.
All right, last one. This is a new one.
Last one. Go.
Where are you at with things that you need to fall asleep?
Oh, this is a new one. What is this?
Like, I need a fan. I need a certain pillow or my neck's all fucked up. Is there anything that you need to do every night in order to fall asleep or not have shitty sleep?
Let's fall asleep on the floor, on the lawn, face down.
Just fuck. What else, bro? I think it's the fucking phone, bro, basically.
You need your phone to sleep?
No. I mean, what I'll do is I'll just go through my phone, put some fucking put some music on.
What kind of music do you fall asleep to? I got to know right now.
Classical music.
Classicals? You getting smart in your sleep?
Just all kinds of shit. Yeah, I actually wake up a lot smarter. Dude, next day I'm ready to fucking build a bomb or something.
Build a bomb? Yo, this fool don't care about hygiene. He only cares about blowing shit up.
So do you fall asleep? Do you have a routine or do you like pass out on the couch? What do you like?
You know what? Since I smoke a lot of OG all day long, usually, you know, I'll just fucking crash out. You know, I'll have a crash, fucking, you know, wherever, say, fucking my living room. If I'm watching TV, I crash out.
Bathroom floor.
Maybe about, shit, I could watch maybe about a half hour, 45 minutes of something, and I'll crash out. Mm-hmm. If I've been up to the whole day, you know what I mean? And that's basically, fuck, at the end of the night, that's when I only get to watch maybe a little bit of TV. And that's not even TV. That's fucking just me putting on a movie or something, because I don't even got no TV in my house.
Is 2 a.m.
Stop.
Late
you
to you?
You don't have a TV at your house?
No, I have a TV, fool.
Oh,
but I don't. I don't have a
table.
I don't have the channels. Yeah. Much television.
Oh, hell no, no. You have Netflix and shit though.
Yeah, just yeah.
Sure. Yeah, I know. Do you watch some of the same shows
right away or some shit like that?
You stay up late though. It's 2 a.m. late, or are you passed out?
Only on my days off, I could stay up late, maybe 2 o'clock, sometimes 3. You know, on a
depends on his shit face.
If
shit face.
On a day that where I'm fucking, you know, just overthinking shit and just I have like all kinds of other shit on my head, I don't go to sleep maybe till like 4.
Damn,
I only get like maybe 4 hours maybe at the most.
I can't function on 4 hours.
Hey, you turn that mic towards yourself.
4 hours maybe.
Not lower, away from you.
4 hours. At there the you most. Go. Fucking.
That's the worst.
That's like at least some. Now there's times where fuck, I only sleep 2 hours.
And go and do a day?
Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah, and then still come home and shit you not, bro, that I fucking still can't sleep till fucking 3 in the morning again, bro.
Because you're like too tired?
Just my fucking mind is just going, bro. Just fucking, it's weird. I don't know.
That's how I felt about, last night. I was too
I'm just
tired.
Thinking about exactly. Everything, bro. Everything, bro. Everything. What? Everything and everybody, bro. You'd be surprised.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't smoke with bongs no more. He used to. He needs to smoke more bongs. He's sitting there puffing a joint every 8 seconds between Call of Duty. How's he going to go to sleep? You're sitting there playing games for an hour, and then your mind's supposed
you're
to
right.
go to bed.
You're right. Maybe you're sitting there. I could fucking, you know, fuck with it. No, and this shit I could take. I could, like I said, I could take a little rice grain of RSO, and I could knock the
rip
fuck
the bong.
Out.
Rip the
but,
bong.
I mean, my thing is, no, sometimes I just got thinking to do. Mm-hmm. Man, I got to fucking, you know, yeah, bro. You know
I mean? I just got thinking to
you think. Know, okay.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah, I
just,
know what you mean. Is it effective or is it time wasting? Just
no,
like,
no, of course it leads to something else. The next day, you know what I mean? It always leads to something. You got to get something out jugs. Of it, bro. Because if I would see it, nah, fuck that.
Because like April will sit there and watch these murder mysteries and shit and all night and just focus your mind on that. And I'm like, you're not getting anything out of this other than fucking scared.
I had to stop randomly mindless. I stopped scrolling. This whole week, I didn't look at anything.
Yeah.
I was doing the TED Talk shit.
Fuck. Yeah.
So I had like 75 messages from 2 days. I didn't fucking check one of them.
Mm. It really required, to try to memorize something, shit like that requires a true lockout.
Oh, fuck with that shit.
Yeah, I try to stay off of
my
it.
Brain doesn't.
Yeah. Next time we need a podium and we just need to be able to read it and just, if it's going to be written out like that, for sure.
It was so long. Yeah. It was too much. We did it. But it was too much to do it again? Oh, you want me to do that again? Yeah, no way. Can't do it again.
It was great to do it.
Yeah.
No, I think what you got to do is now, just write your own notes down right now as you're going. And as soon as you're practicing all that every day, shit, your next TED Talk could be fucking in a year from now. But you got all this shit that you just been memorizing and practicing, working on. Yeah, and totally. And that's your fucking talk, bro. And that's how you kill it.
Well, this is what happened, dude.
Because I think it was
too behind the scenes. This is what happened.
Too quick. Yeah.
We wrote our whole speech 2 days before TED Talk. Marty took the TED Talk masterclass, and then we both watched and realized we are rewriting our entire fucking speech. The things we were putting in our speech, they say the two things please don't do in your speech: this and this. And we went, oh, that's kind of a strong point I was leading on. Ah, oh, shit. So he rewrote our entire shit basically with just chunks of our stuff and replaced it. We had to redo an entire speech on Wednesday.
Oh, shit. We had Thursday. 7 note cards each of full fucking
text.
Text blocks.
Trying to remember it all, but not even that. We only had 48 hours.
Yeah.
We had it done, saw them, like, oh, let's take the master class, see what they got to say. He calls me like, watch it, call me back. I'm like, oh, shit. Because I think we need to reevaluate our whole speech. They're like, fuck, you're right. So that's why we were panicking. We didn't procrastinate.
We did it.
We realized we needed to up it, make it better to fit the topic better.
Yeah.
We had a whole other speech. I still got the old speech. It's fucking easy for me because it's a story time, essentially.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm fucking listening and going through my own brain. Mm-hmm. Then we rewrote it. That's why we were stressed out the whole fucking time.
Yeah.
So I was pacing for 2 hours just...
It's a little confusing. Like, the purpose of a TED Talk is to express one clean idea that is uniquely within you, to place that idea. You would like this and how they do it in the animation. They're like an idea is a specific group of neural paths. Like, and they like animate a specific little group of neural paths. And when you impart that idea on an audience, now that neural path formation is now in their brains than it wasn't before.
Yeah, you like plant a seed.
Yes, that's the point of a TED Talk. One clean idea, ideas worth sharing within the theme of that evening.
Ooh, it was because as we did it, we weren't doing both pieces. It's like, oh, we did the idea, but it doesn't correlate with the theme directly.
You needed a through line. You need to take a through line, and that what I loved about what they said in the masterclass was think about yourself as a tour guide around this idea.
Yeah.
So like,
how can we guide?
We're guiding you around this idea and bringing you back with a through line. Our through line was the hustler. Why? Because the hustler was the core of the theme.
This.
Being able to start from scratch in this age, what matters, what qualities, and then it just so happened. We're both some hustling ass motherfuckers our whole life, so I was able to took our lives and wove it within the theme. It worked out.
Yeah, it actually did.
Thursday night, I told Ralph, I was like, yo, I feel like I'm on a school project and I got teamed up with the smart kid in class. This motherfucker weaved our words. He took my words and just placed them in different parts and went, oh, hell yeah.
We needed to make it
way more cohesive this way. And then we had to rewrite. Honestly, 90% of the speech was changed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Within the 48 hours of going on with that motherfucker.
Dude, we had 2 months. We had 2 months to do it.
We've just been...
And we've been so busy. We're like a week out. We're going, dude, we got to really focus on knocking out exactly what we want to say.
This video, this episode.
Fuck this. Now, could you
imagine if 2 months ago, you would have just been catching all those points and catching all those points?
Yeah, of course.
You would have just fucking killed it.
It would have been like how people have their comedy routine memorized. They go out there and just do it.
That's what you got to do. So from this point on, that's how you guys just got to do it right now. Just start taking those points and start putting them down, because on the next one, bam, you just fucking...
No, for sure.
We could do that same speech again. That's a great fucking...
Oh, like, for sure. That's ours, bro. That's our shit.
Yeah.
And you guys, the thing is, even the President of the United States gets a podium with his speech in front of him.
Because...
Valedictorians get their speech.
It's about the ideas. Yeah. You don't want to be like... losing the good points of the idea because of the like performance aspects of it.
So we went out there with nothing. So we're like, and then just real quick, the light guy quit mid TED Talk because something happened. So they had somebody else do it, and they had it so bright I couldn't think or see. So I want to point that out there. So if you see the TED Talk, you should be doing this.
There were some elements.
Woo! And she's all turning away from the light.
We couldn't really see our notes. Was the other thing. Yeah. You couldn't really see anything.
Yeah, it was.
So for a first show, that
shit was bright on.
Yeah. No, it was like putting your eye up to your fucking headlight.
Like when the optometrist does the.
Yeah, when they do the and look in your eye. That's how I
felt. I was thinking about that when I seen that. I was like, fuck, well, how they feel. You know,
yeah.
Fucking.
It would have been better above us. It should.
Not even that, just like 20% less would have not so, like. When I went up there first and went, so that's adjusted, an old school, like, one. Whoa.
Yeah, it was an old school ass theater. That's super old theater.
They might have had that for the people that fucking, they, you know, that they get fucking stage fright and shit.
That's what I was thinking. Because so, with can't that light,
you don't see nobody. Yeah. So you can't see nobody. It's like you just.
Honestly, I would rather saw the audience.
Yeah.
I want to see people's faces. I want to point at motherfuckers. I want to say some shit.
I wasn't scared to look everybody in
hell
the
hell no.
Face.
I wanted to look at fools
I
in the
wanted to.
Face.
It was a home crowd in there. Like, yeah. It was our fucking fans and friends. It was way. Yeah. It wasn't a cold crowd at all.
No, it was awesome. All right, so this fool can sleep on the ground, basically, is what I'm saying.
Frank Gallagher.
He can sleep right on the ground. Right?
Why not?
The question, you're like, well, just go to sleep. Then you're like, I sleep 2 hours. And then we talked about fucking video games and bullshit forever. Oh, yeah. Hey, Rant City. Right. I like it.
That concludes Where You At.
That's over, under, done with Where You At.
That was supposed to be a Griselda drop.
Oh, that wasn't a Griselda drop. So you don't have your headphones on. You don't like to participate in our games. He had a super sick sound lined up, and it wasn't that one. It scared the fuck out of me.
It happens. It happens sometimes.
It happens from time to time. Gunshots might go off. But you know, it's your time to go. Don't duck. Fucking guy. It's your time. That's your time. No, no
fuck
man.
That.
No.
Shit. I've dodged motherfucking shit.
Yeah, you didn't.
30-some bullets in my
life.
He
pulled fucking shit. The mask, Jim Carrey. Wow, wow, wow. That's him.
I mean, shit. Always trying to dodge shit.
You had a mask one loaded up? He just pulled a Jim Carrey the mask sound out. I wish you had headphones on. Oh, and you weren't too cool to put headphones on.
No, I'm just saying, I don't need them. I can hear
you. You can't hear any of that stuff.
It's the Jim Carrey while changing the camera.
While changing
Let's
the
go.
Camera while talking about Jim Carrey. Let's just say, fucking crush that right now.
Oh, God damn it.
Damn it. Damn it, Marty. Right after we praise you. It's okay.
There
it is. All right. Hey, yo. You don't know what's going on. OG just left out. Like, these fools are fucking weird. It's like jokes.
You guys, I know. I bet.
Fuck. You want a fig Newton?
He'll laugh when he watches it back.
You want a fig Newton? Why did it do? Oh, it hit the crease. I was like, why did it slide across the fucking table?
These things are like, it's so crisp and fresh. God
fresh,
damn.
Crisp. Boom, boom, boom. Look at OG. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you.
You got to see it pass that move. I'm saying.
Ready, hit that.
Got right here, man.
Shout out the hash house.
It's an empty box. You want to hit the pen?
Oh, I love fucking with this.
Oh, we got
so
the
much.
Glue on deck.
Yeah, that Gorilla Glue is strong. Look at OG puffing it. Puffing it. Not even really hitting. Oh, there he goes. There he goes.
If Dana White can make a slap league and.
We Yo, could... stop. Oh, I thought you were
going
to say something.
No,
else.
No. That's just ironic okay. That he's got his own slap okay. league going.
See? See, can I see that now? Can I see that sure. Guys, let's get out of here real quick. For everyone watching, I really hope I get this. Real quick. We
make
never
it
done
in
that.
The jar.
I am. Hold on. Hold on. Thank you. The leg. Kobe. Behind the back.
Hey yo!
That was pretty close. It broke midair. You saw it? The nug split in two pieces. Damn it! It's okay. Hey, how you feeling? Damn, you ripped that blueberry. I can smell it.
Really?
See, those little 5 milligrammers didn't do nothing. It was brought out his fucking host.
Yeah, it brought out your inner intellectual. No, it was good. This is the best episode we've done so far with you, man. You didn't get all clammed up. You didn't text me, Dad, man, like, can you say ask me different questions, man?
Texting you under the table during that?
Yeah, man, remember that? No, this was a good one. We're not going to even mention your Instagram because you don't do anything. OG has no social media presence. If you guys want to go see OG, just go look at old videos I've done with him.
If you want to follow me, I'm going to show you just fucking...
Nothing?
He's at Shark Turds on Instagram.
Shark Turds? Oh, I'm like, what?
Like I said, but I just posted my story. That's it.
You know? I know, but boom, they boom, still boom, boom, boom.
Pictures get pictures now. They do everybody reports
you.
Once again,
bitches
fucking like, get reported right away. It's like fuck. I don't even want to fucking. Like I said, right now I got pictures that are still there. next week I'll get reported for a picture that's been there for fucking 2 years ago and shit. Mm-hmm. Like, fuck.
Stupid shit. Really? YouTube just age restricted our Ryan Sickler episode, episode fucking two.
I already appealed it and they appealed the, and the first Josh Wolf one. What the fuck?
It's 2 years. 2 years. Get out of here. Boom, boom, boom. And the Brian Callen episode, age restricted.
Was that right? They're restricted on yours?
Yeah, a bunch of our comedian episodes.
They're age restricted. Years old and shit.
Yeah, 2 year old episodes.
And like I said, somebody just actually takes the time and bam. And
but not with the stories.
With the stories, some shit, yeah, you could. Because you know what? My last, one of my other accounts, the one I had first, that one got fucking deleted just fucking for me posting the fucking Raider logo.
Damn.
Really, bro. That's all I fucking posted.
Salty.
And the next day, gone.
Probably like, wasn't it.
Fuck? Maybe it wasn't that. I, you know what? Maybe it wasn't, but it was.
Did you call that guy a bitch?
No, damn. I think it was. You know, I think I commented on the World Star too.
Oh, you probably said something super hateful.
Yeah. And I think and I got like 1,900 likes or 1,800 likes all the on Republicans a comment. What I said.
Agreed with him or whatever they're called.
And I think it might. But that was like a day before that. I remember that was like on a Friday I did that. And then by Sunday night after the Raider game, just bam, gone.
God damn.
Like, fuck.
All I did was post the Raider logo with a hateful caption.
Somebody could DM you some actual horrible shit, and then you report it to Instagram, and they don't do nothing. Dick about it.
No, no. People threaten to kill you. Because the
guy who sees it, he just fucking laughs at it and says, you know, fucking big
fuck
deal.
Fuck them.
Yeah. Big deal.
Boom, boom, boom. Well, if you want to go look at a stagnant-ass page that does not post shit, go follow OG's Instagram.
Shit. You'll see some
here,
shit.
It's floating me. Right here. What is it? OG
you'll
Kush?
See some real shit.
76. What is it?
OG Kush 76
underscore. All right.
If you like that shot of the East LA sign,
yeah. If you like that same story of him East LA wine clinking, maybe a grow with a boomerang. If you go follow OG because he doesn't want to do anything else for us.
Now you know what? Why don't make it? You guys tell me what you guys want to post. If I get so much.
We want fitness push-ups videos, time reels, and the fucking grow.
We want Joey Diaz motivational morning shit. We want you coming out, hey, weasel tits, wake up, fucking hitting burpees.
Exactly. Yes.
So white feeders. Whatever you want to do with your life. Fucking. Oh.
That's what we want.
And then once you start breakdancing again.
Yes.
TikTok.
Bro, you'd blow the fuck up.
You would fucking blow up. Come on, your cousin fucking dog faces got arrested. It's your time to shine. It's your
they arrest that fool for some pot too.
It was for weed. I have no idea. That's sad. That's some bullshit. So yeah, all right, fun episode, man. It's one of the last episodes. It was the last episode you'll ever do in the studio.
OG.
Oh shit,
we're moving to the new studio soon. Whoa, that's it.
That's weird.
We've hit three different sets.
I'm ready. I'm not even nervous anymore after that TED talk. It's
oh yeah, nothing. Nothing matters anymore. That shit was the most nerve wracking shit of all time. Anything fucking sit. Oprah's ass across the street. I'm like, yo, what's up, Oprah? Remember when you used to fucking interview Klan members when you first started? Yeah, yeah. No, we didn't forget. Get all upstanding now. No, she's tight, though. She's hella sick, actually. But don't be forget. We didn't forget. That's like, I remember somebody commented. I posted like 40-pack one time on Instagram when I first started. And me laying in like a 40-pack, like a chair. Mm-hmm. And somebody wrote, one day when you're in your 40s or 50s, you're going to really regret this photo. And I went, unless I'm a politician, I don't think it matters. And then I thought, I'm going to remember this comment forever.
Mm.
Yeah, I did.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't regret it. Why the fuck would I? It's a fucking billboard, bitch. You think I give a fuck? I was me getting high on it.
Right?
Still remembered it.
This is what got you where you're at. It wasn't for all those packs and shit.
Yeah, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just thought it was weird. Like, you're going to regret this one day. I'm like,
wrong.
It's not an OnlyFans picture of my shark butthole. Like, it's Jesus Christ. It's just so weird. Yeah, right? Yeah, I keep thinking it's full dookieing out fucking gems. Uh-huh. That'd be sick. Look at this fool. He's not even listening. He's completely gone. Spaced the fuck out.
Fucking gems kicked
they did. Did the shark hit you?
Fucking, who knows?
You know what? It was those. Who knows?
What the fuck?
Mid-sense, he switched up his mind.
Nah, actually, fuck. I don't know. Were they fucking 50 milligrams? Each of those?
They're 50.
Really? Fuck. Goddamn. Yeah. They're pretty strong.
All right. Thanks for being here, man. Appreciate it. Did a good job this time. Did you get a good job?
I already know Daddy Food does a good job.
Dad, you just called me that in front of everybody? That was daddy weird. Right, you called me that. That was weird. It's, you know, daddy, I do good. Did you hear that? Hey, all about the pauses and the commas. Where you placed them is how you worded that.
Yep.
Everybody heard it. My son, you heard that. Right, his son's at home. Everybody driving, I'm sorry. The dead silence is, I'm just staring at OG because he's like, so do you want me to say something? Or do I just like, you know, sit here? Or he's just hitting the pen again. It's okay. You don't know, like, go follow your Instagram.
Damn fucking shits do hit. Damn.
That's what happened, huh? I noticed so. You started like.
Yo, out of nowhere, my fucking smile fucking went up. Fucking. I just like, started what listening.
I just started listening to you guys. That's exactly what happened. Thank you, man. Thank you for being here. Thank you for coming here on such short notice. And real quick, yesterday we asked OG, can we do 12:30? He goes, yeah. Yeah, what about like 2 o'clock?
12:30 is good.
12:30 is good. Yeah, 12:30, 2 o'clock. What the fuck? Is it 12:30 or 2? Then he texts me at 2 in the morning. Hey, what about 12:30? Yeah, 12:30 is fine. I called him at 11:50. He's like, what's up, man? No, I was doing something. Like, so you want to do later? Oh, yeah, I forgot to text you that shit. Like, nah, that's cool. What about like 3 o'clock? Perfect. I call him back. Yeah, 3 o'clock? Yeah, 4 o'clock's, man. 3, 4 o'clock's great. I'm like, how about 6? That's perfect. You got here at 7 o'clock. Call I called him at 6:10. I looked outside. It's like, he should be pulled up. I called him. He has no fucking shirt on. Walking through his house. I said, yeah, you said 6 o'clock. I'm like, it's 6:10. Yeah, I know. I'm leaving my house in 3 minutes. He got here at 7. He lives 15 minutes away. No matter what, you left 40 minutes later. I'm gonna fucking throw this against the wall. I just did the math in my head.
I think I just woke up too. I do.
Oh shit! You went to sleep. What's happening?
This is the middle of the day. Homeboy last night. We got Justin fucking pulls up. We pull up to the fucking TED Talk. Right? We're up on top. And you know, we're
fucking
like,
full they don't even
sell
drinks
there. They don't sell fucking shit there, bro. Fucking.
It's an old ass theater.
Homie goes, you know what? I'm going to the liquor store. Fucking homeboy goes to the liquor store, comes back with a fucking bottle of fucking Chinese whiskey. Yeah, bro. Yeah, some Chinese whiskey. You know, that's some like Chinese editors and fucking said whiskey, some bullshit. And I was just like, what? I was like, fuck, bro, you could have bought anything else but fucking whiskey. Whiskey fucking just with me. I haven't drank whiskey in about, I want to say, 8 years.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Because the last time I drank whiskey was on a Christmas day and I fucked up Christmas.
You did?
Yeah.
8 years ago?
Yeah.
What, at your own house you fucked up Christmas?
Yeah.
What'd you do?
At my family's house.
What'd you do? Tell me real quick before we get out of here. Come on. I want to hear this.
Well, fucking, just.
Say it.
Blacked out and fucking
you knocked blacked it out.
For everybody to. Fucking, I think it was, okay, so it started with, I sold a truck to one of my cousins and to her husband, you know, he was family by, you know, because he's with my cousin. So fucking, I sold my truck that I got for $100, literally $100.
How on earth do you even get that weight of metal and rubber for $100?
It was just one of my cousins said, hey, I have this truck in my driveway. If you fucking want it, give me $100 and get it the fuck out of here, bro.
Is inflation that bad?
So, no, I'm telling you, this was back then. This was nothing. This was still like about, this was like about 8 years ago. Yeah, so, you know, so I went to his pad, my cousin not knowing that all he needed was a battery. I took the truck. I'm like, yeah, I'll take it. I took the truck, went to fucking AutoZone, fucking bought a battery, put it in there. Truck started like nothing, put gas in it, and the truck was fucking running fine. I had a cousin that fucking was walking in foot with her boyfriend. They had just had a kid and shit. So fucking, he was just, you know, they were just walking. I'm like, fuck it. I told him, you know what, bro? You want the truck? Fucking give me $200, eh? Just give me $100 for my battery, what I paid, whatever, my time. Give me $200. Okay. Give me $200. Dude sold the truck fucking the next day. And I was fucking pissed. And then fucking, you know, we're fucking...
What a fucking asshole.
He fucking, you know, we're right there. Shit, next day I see him, or I think it was Christmas, and that's when we run into each other. And so I told him, hey, bro, what kind of shit was that, bro? Like, I could have fucking sold that truck for fucking $2,000. But, you know, I said, you seen you guys walking, I didn't give you that truck to go sell, you know what I mean? And then this fool fucking tells me, oh, and he calls me the you know, he uses the N-word, you know.
What?
Yeah.
What story took a fucking left and then a right? Fast as shit. Sorry, continue, continue.
So anyways, he calls me and he says, fucking, you know.
Yeah.
He calls me that and I'm like, What the fuck?
Yeah, fucking, you know, what a left field shit.
You know what I mean? Cause I was like, bro, what the fuck was that kind of answer, bro, when I'm asking you about that? And you fucking say that, you know? This was all like, you know, these guys all. I'm like, what? Boom, you know what I mean? Mm. Fuck this. And we fucking, and next thing you know,
thank you for giving Marty something to bleep out, but keep going. Well, continue.
No, please.
Fucking whole party got fucked up.
So you turned into a rumble? Faced?
Yeah,
how did that ruin Christmas? That didn't ruin Christmas. Why? He ruined Christmas. No,
because after that, bro, I mean, shit.
No, he did that. That's his fault.
You couldn't fucking. I was just uncontrollable. Mm. It was just fucking. I got his ass after they threw me to the side. I just drank like fucking. I want to say, I drank a whole bottle of Buchanan's. You know, the Bucanas. Fucking drank that whole shit and fucking
fucked that dude up.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And then he got there, and then I was like, "Well, bro, what fucking kind of shit was that, bro? What the fuck?"
Yeah, we're gonna keep going into more bleep shit, but
well, anyways, but yeah. And fucking, and he said it like, and when he said it, he like backed his head up, like,
get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, like, you know, fuck out of here. Like, you know, but he said, you know, with the end, I was like, what the fuck, bro? What kind of shit was that, bro? Like, you didn't even fucking give me an explanation. So, bam, I just hit that school and bam, and next thing you know.
I think any word he said, he deserved to get punched in the face. Your mom's the best. Still fucking sock his ass.
Yeah, you know. So after that, it just started a big old commotion. You know, fucking rumbling. You know, we started fighting and shit.
Did you win?
And it wasn't even. It just we had too many family members involved. Everybody's in the middle.
All the kids are there and shit. Huh?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was like Christmas time.
Hey, bro, I had Christmas.
So now you ruin. I get why you ruined Christmas.
Christmas because all fucked up.
Everyone's there.
Everything just fucking. It's just a fucking chaos. You know what I mean?
Dude, I didn't raise my kids.
Christmas was done and fucking. I knocked over shit over. Fucking. Fuck out of
here. The Grinch. That green hat. Look at him.
No, actually, you know what? I don't remember all that. You know, I blacked out. That was a time when I never had drank whiskey before. That's why we're back to whiskey.
Wow.
And fucking
God damn.
And this is why I said I never fucked with whiskey no more till fucking yesterday.
Damn, bro. Your edibles fucking, make this full on point. You're fucking talking about the whole thing from the subject. This one went to TED Talk.
You should have wrote like, shit.
You know what, man? I'm going to fucking talk like that. Damn, this one's all fucking talking like professor and shit. And that is a turn why I do not no longer establish a connection with whiskey. Like, Jesus Christ.
Well, anyways, that's what whiskey done to me fucking 8 years ago. And I fucking said, you know, never again, fuck whiskey, bro.
Mm-hmm. Until and last night at a public event we were doing.
To somebody else.
What? Fuck that. It shows up to an important night of ours. Last time I fought somebody. I'm going to drink here 10 times. Fucking ass. It's all right. That's fucking funny.
You know what I mean? And fucking salt. Fuck whiskey food. Yeah. Last night, fucking this motherfucker's giving me whiskey and I was fucking. It got me fucking pretty lit last night.
Yo, all I'm going to take away from this. Full drinks teas. He's Becky. He does crystals. Not crystal. He has crystals.
He slips and slides down the strip.
He belly slides down the strip. He has an octopus that means something. And what was the last thing we just talked about? Oh, he can't handle his liquor. It gets me wild. Whiskey gets me wild. So everything I'm hearing is like, I've heard other people say these things in different like tones. Okay. And they were all like these white girls I knew. Like, oh, I have a certain friend. No, vodka. Oh, you want to fight? Like, you can't. Fuck, I don't know what it is that alcohol makes me violent. Like, yeah.
Well, I mean, that's it. I think there's a different high with vodka. Tequila and fucking whiskey.
It's all
whiskey,
the same bro. To me. No. I mean, I don't understand. It's just because it doesn't affect me that way. So I'm like, why would it do that?
Bring out violence?
Yeah, why would it bring out violence?
No, not bring out violence, but it just brings out a whole different character out of you.
Yeah, I'm saying some people say, like, I can't drink that, I fight people. I can't drink this, I'll fucking argue with my girlfriend, or I'll be a dick on that.
On a specific drink.
Specific drink, yeah. I know a lot of people like, oh, whiskey. Ooh, I'll fight. This for like long whiskey. I'll fucking ruin Christmas. Mm-hmm. Shit like that.
I call April like confrontational Connie. That's her alter ego. She slips into.
Oh, when she drinks alcohol, she says, "Oh fuck
With people, right? Random people. In public?
She wants to talk to everybody, but she'll also like be very quick to fucking slide that energy into a fucking argument, into fucking the stomp out session.
No! To a stomp out session.
There you have
it. Yo, people, you know what's scary? Being a girl and meeting people like April that you don't know. She looks so nice, all done up, like... That girl stomped that girl out in the fucking street, pulled her fucking hair out and walked away. That's scary as fuck. Because you see a dude like, ho, I don't want to fight that motherfucker. You see it.
Yeah.
Not all the time, but you can sense it. Yeah. Like with girls, you'd be like, oh no, she tied her hair up.
Such a mom.
Oh, she has cauliflower ears. Oh, shit, she's going to beat the fuck out of me. Like, you don't know what's going to happen with girls because that doesn't happen often.
Yeah, it's true.
That's scary. Good
point. It's the next TED Talk.
That's the next TED Talk. Bitches be fighting. That's the next TED Talk. Eddie Murphy's my co-host besides Farty. He's going to come out and give his whole speech from Raw or Delirious. I mean, I'm going to Africa. We gotta end this episode. So I was about to do this whole fucking African. I need to go to Africa and find a wife. Remember that Eddie Murphy shit? Eddie. Yo, you get canceled for some shit like that today. Fuck, I don't give a fuck. It's still funny as hell.
Season three, Eddie Murphy.
Season three, Eddie Murphy. For real, come sit down. After this TED Talk shit, I think I can sit down. Yeah. Still, Will Sasso scares me.
Yeah, for sure.
It's still hard to keep up with a man like that.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can even like, how do you wake up? How do you sleep? Like,
no matter what you say, he's going to fucking mold it, kung shift fu it back
like, in. Oh, shit.
Yeah, they will.
Yeah, so there's a few people that'll do that. So anyway, we have to end this episode. OG doesn't post at all. We'll check everything out. Appreciate you guys so much. This is the first filmed episode of the year.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Thanks for being here, guys.
We got a couple big guests coming in. We're back at it. We're filming fucking 3 episodes in 4 days. And we got a dope azola of videos, multiple ones. In
longest story time of all time coming out. Hour and a half.
Got a fucking hour and a half story time.
Ooh, it's a full movie. Lake movie. Yeah. All right. Thanks for being here, man. You want to go to my house and get higher?
Let's go.
All right, let's go.
Actually, let's go.
Yeah, you don't have a car, so you have to come with me. Your wife is at my house with Rosie. So. All right, guys, thank you so much for being here. This has been the Dope As Usual podcast. This is my co-host, Marty O'Neill.
This is
OG. Thank you so much for being here. Everybody. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for Jay and Rocco for just... Oh, and Tony. Tony showed up,
studio audience.
In studio audience. They're silent.
I didn't even know you guys were there.
They're the best, most quiet audience
ever. Thank you guys so much for being here. This is the Dope As Usual podcast. We're here, and we talked about life, drugs, problems... accomplishments and everything in between. Have a dope ass day. I am so high and just brain dead.
Yeah,
that TED Talk.
I feel for it.
It was great. It went great, but wow, my brain's mush, dude. Yes. Whoa, I couldn't even say accomplishments. Earlier to the aggregate, I almost couldn't say eligibility. Remember that?
Yeah.
That was crazy. Good episode,
good job,
fool.
Guys. Good fucking job.